Okay, I think we're up to Simon Shin Pei Hei, if I'm not mistaken. Din Shelo Shalom Ba'Avel. Reading the Shulchan Aruch, this is like a brisa. Avel Asur Shelo Shalom Ketzad Different Madrego. Shalom Shiyam Rishonim Eino Shalom Shalom Kol Adam Yachirim Lo Yadu Shu Avel Shalom Shalom Lo Yashin Pohem Eli Yodim Shu Avel. Right. Apparently, the post going to experience by say once upon a time, like the Machzer Shalom was much bigger deal than it is now. Being Meshiv Shalom, like it was mamish, like slapping someone in the face if you were at Meshiv Shalom. So for the first 3 days, it's so chomer, not only is he not Shalom B'Shalom, and we're not Shalom B'Shalom to him, but even if someone accidentally Shalom B'Shalom, he can't answer them. Just say, sorry, I'm an Avelos. Mishlosha V'ad Shiva, Eino Shalom V'Machirim, Lo Yodah Shalom B'Shalom B'Shalom, Meshulah Meshulahem. Okay, if someone by accident asks him Shalom, he can respond. Again, nowadays, I don't know that we're so machbit about this. People don't mind if we don't respond as much as in the old days. The old days, mamish, like the worst thing you could do to someone. But anyway, there's more of a kula. Shiva, Shalom, 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 Shalom. After Shiva, he can ask everyone else, he can be Shalom, Shalom, everyone else, because they have Shalom. But no one can be Shalom, Shalom to him, because he doesn't have, he can say Shalom, Aleichem to them, because they have Shalom. He doesn't have Shalom, so you can't say Shalom, Aleichem to him. This is only on us, not on him. Koshkin, Shemeshli, Shalom, obviously he can respond. He can even proactively show the Shalom, Acher, Shalom, Shalom, Reker, Sharkal, Adam. After 30 days, he's normal to have a little silver. But Medvar, Sharkromo, of the Emo, when there's Yud Beis Kodesh, Shalom, Shalom, Acher, Acher, Shiva, Ben Acher, Shalom, Shalom, Acher, Yud Beis Kodesh, right? I can't be Shalom, Shalom, of an Avel for the whole 12 months of Avelos after his parent passed away. Okay, adds the Ramah. Ume Acher, Shalom, Shalom,
Shalom,
Oh, so hold on. That's very complicated. So, Umeacher Shasam Shel Shalom, but I want to read a little more before I get to that. Umeacher Shasam Shel Shalom, Kolshkin Shasam Harbors at verse. Even Osir and Shel Shalom, Kolshkin is Osir to just schmooze a lot. Right? Lechore, he's talking here about Shiva. Lechore here is talking about Shiva, that whatever, you can't just stop schmooze during Shiva. Okay, what does this mean? I go to Shiva house, you know, sometimes the Avel is a very, very, you know, Masudar Avel, and, you know, sort of relevant things, the amount necessary, etc. Sometimes the Avel is in a different place, whatever, a different level. You know, he just needs to talk to me about whatever in order to do what he needs to do. So the mice, you know, the Avel should not be marbid for him. If someone comes to me, a Shiva call to the Avel, he shouldn't start talking about the Yankees or the Mets or the stock market or, you know, or catch up on the other guys, you know, what his 10 children and 30 grandchildren and 50 great-grandchildren have been doing in the last 5 years. But Lamais, if you go to Shiva call and that's, you know, what the Avel needs from you, then, you know, we don't say sorry. Like, I don't want to talk to you now unless I'm talking about your mother's biography. The Osel Chvod Rabin, the special head of Chvod Rabin. Rabin are very serious. Mosel Chvod Rabin, because Rabin bought the Nachmo, Mortalom, and the Chul based on the Shalom. The Chvod Rabin Shah, we see if Shel Shalom is Bain, greetings, Bain, goodbyes, right? That's the story of Rabbi Akiva. He told the Chul based on the Shalom, because it would have been an insult to the Rabin to not wish them Shalom on the way out, and therefore the Rabin's Kavod is Docha Avelos. As Rabbi Yesh Makilah Ha'igna, Shalom Avel after Shloshim, so different Hagim after 7, after 30, says nowadays Yesh Makilah means sort of that's the minhag to be Makil after Shloshim. Doesn't mean other relatives don't have to be after Shloshim. It means for parents to be Makil after Shloshim. The Ein Tam Lahem, I have no idea why. In Lo, unless Yechal Kulomar, they distinguish and they say, what we do is not Shel Shalom going to Michael's concern. Maybe what we do is not Shel Shalom. Should be Mayhem, like in the old days. But I am Baruch Haim, Shimon Pei Tess, was the discussion, right? We're else two places in the Shulchan Aruch that we find in Isser Shel Shalom. Morning for Davi, that's Pei Tess, obviously, and something much closer to our context. Tisha B'Av, right? I mean, everything you find here, you find in Tisha B'Av, obviously, more Pei Tess, right? But the only other really different place you find Isser Shel Shalom. Is morning before davening, and there the whole discussion. Morning before davening, what about saying, what's the big discussion there? Good morning, right? They say tzav tava, right? Does good morning count, or does good morning not count? That's the big question here. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, I have no idea why we're mikil. It's mamish against the halacha. It must be that In my town, we don't say Shalom Aleichem. In my town, we say good morning. And therefore, good morning is not Shela Shalom. So you see this ambiguity. Does Shela Shalom mean only the word Shalom? Or does Shela Shalom mean greetings? Right? Greetings and farewells. If you look in the Shach here, the Shach says, Sivkat and Beis, Ube Emes Ein Zatam Nochom, De Imke, Tok Shalom Shalom. If good morning is Mutter, then good morning is Mutter, you within Shalom Shalom. Even then, Shiva Lachor, right? I mean, if no answer good morning, there's no answer good morning. Why would it only be after 30 days? So that's why the Ramah was maybe a little hesitant. The Shach says it doesn't make any sense. Okay, just to make it doesn't make sense doesn't necessarily mean it's not the Minhag. But what do we do with this, right? Lemaisa, what is our Minhag? What's including Shel Shalom, what isn't, right? There's a big question in Tisha B'Av also, right? There are those who, have an agenda. Got to convince everyone not to say hello on Tisha B'Av because it's Shel Shalom. And then there are those who have an agenda. Got to convince everyone to say hello on Tisha B'Av because it's not Shalom, it's Mutter, and therefore on Tisha B'Av you shouldn't make Sinasim. Okay, I personally think that, probably, if we have to pick our agendas, there are things more pressing than either of those sites. But it says the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Tavkof Nun Dalit, Sefkatan Mem Aleph. When we say Ainshel Shalom Lachavero B'Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah Brura, V'odin Lo Lo Tzafra Tova Nami Aser. Good morning is also Aser. Right, and he quotes that from a bunch of Achronim. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in good morning. Not so pashut. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, in Hilchos Avelos, right? We don't have to go all the way to Tisha B'Av, but the Aruch HaShulchan made it through the whole Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan right here, sorry, give me a second. If Bayes says, Kim Dumani, after he brings the Ramah and the Shach, Sh'achshav, Gam the social Shemin is Hermazah. Kim Dumani, that nowadays, right, what did the Shach say? If you're going to be Makel, be Makel even within Shloshim. He says, Taka, what does someone say? One man's reduct you out of Zerdim is the next man's Einachadami. He says that Taka, it seems to me that we're Makel even within Shloshim. Maybe for that reason. We're Makel. So they basically Okashava seems to justify being Makel like there are most who even worry within Shloshim, because nowadays we meet each other and don't say Shalom Aleichem. The Gesher Chaim says that that me'ikra din, he thinks that it's really only the lashon shalom. Me'ikra din, he thinks really only saying the word shalom is a problem. However, many achronim, the ones quoted in the Mishnah Brura, are machmir even. What does he say here? Kol ikar shelo shalom is only b'shem shalom. Why b'shem shalom? So he explains that it's not just because, shalom, means peace. After all, good morning means good. It's not peace for the yovel, it's not good for the yovel. But obviously we know that I'm not going to give the whole, hashkafa shir now, or musar shir. But we know that we say shalom aleichem, it says shalom doesn't just mean, peace, like good morning. Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It represents, it does mean peace, but it means a very, very deep notion of peace, and that kind of shalom, which is worthy being the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the opposite of avelos. Ultimately, Hashem is all about goodness and life, and that's the very nature of the world that He created. There is a phenomenon called death, and that doesn't represent the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he stands for. And therefore, he says, no, is there something magic about the word shalom? It's almost magic. Yes, there's a very, very special meaning to the word shalom, which we don't find in other words, in good morning, etc. And therefore, he thinks me'ikra din, Me'ikra din, he thinks it's fine if you don't say shalom. He really has a different shot than Ramah. Maybe Ramah only meant to ask for shalom, although he doesn't explain exactly what the Ramah meant. He says, nonetheless, a lot of the Akronim and Hilchas Tisha B'Av are machmir. And he says, it could be, since good morning is said as an equivalent to shalom aleichem, after all, what, you can't say anything good to anyone? Right, someone comes to pay. You can't say Amochem Yachem Eschem. That's okay. Maybe that's a, someone comes to pay a shiva call and they're sick. The yavo can't say, "Oh, you should have four shalema," because that's a good thing. I hope everything goes well. So he says, "No, since good morning is a substitute for shalom aleichem, you could equivalently say the two things. Maybe the minig is anything which the equivalent of shalom aleichem or l'chula based on the shalom would be usher." Okay, success. The Achronim were nonetheless a little machmir. Lemaisa, what does this mean? It seems to me that that's where all the action is Michael's question. In terms of the dinim are the machaber here in Sif Aleph. There's no two ways about it. There's all the furish and the gemara. The question is, when it comes to shalom aleichem or any other, does it shalom aleichem? It could be l'chula based kind of shalom, etc. When it comes to using the word shalom, then, nowadays some people we're more sharp than the days of the Rabbah. Maybe we say shalom aleichem a lot. When it comes to shalom aleichem, you have to be very machbid. There's no two ways about it. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not only during Shiva in the Shiva house, we don't say shalom aleichem. If I meet an Avol during Shloshim or even during Yud Beis Kodesh, he can say Shalom Aleichem to me, but I can't say Shalom Aleichem to him. That is a that no two ways about it. The question is, what about our hello and good morning and etc. We're all the Achronim and Hilchos Tisha B'Av are machmir, but the Ramaz says we're mekel after shloshim, and the Yeshua Chaim thinks me'ikar din, we should really be mekel. The Or HaShoch says kenduma that we're mekel. Nirlani is daiti. When the Or HaShoch says kenduma that we're mekel, he meant after Shiva, which then wouldn't be such a stira to help us Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is treated like Shiva. So on Tisha B'Av and during Shiva, so then we should really be machmir on all greetings. Not only on Shalom Aleichem. But once Shiva's over and the Avol's walking around, then the Or HaShoch is the minig that people say Shalom Aleichem, then okay, so there's always, nothing wrong with being machmir here. But I think that when I've seen, I've walked around, I've actually tried to look a few times. I know someone's in Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh, and I see them meet people, I see what the people say to them. Now, it could be that people just don't know the halacha, or even they know the halacha, they're absent-minded, and they don't think about it at that time. At what point does that become the minhag? Because it's hard to think about what to say to someone when he's in Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, because he's not sitting shiva, and you don't remember what he's up to. But the Or HaShoch justifies it. But the Or HaShoch justifies it. Meaning, could be, but the Or HaShoch justifies it. I don't know. I mean, the Yeshua Chaim thinks that that's really the truth. Just whatever, someone wrote over Machmir, meaning there's a lot of logic to it. Anyway, Lemaisa, I mean, the Yeshua Chaim says, like, it's very hard to draw the line. If you're going to ask something, B'Shad Shalva Leichem, I don't know where to draw the line. So he says, maybe the Achronim mean anything which is a substitute for Shalva Leichem. That's not so posh. You say you can't say anything nice. It's really not so possible. Lemaisa nirlam yisdaiti during Shiva, we should be machmir on everything. You don't say hello to the Avel, etc. When I make a Shiva call on the telephone, if I'm far away, when it's even a little more awkward, because normally when I go to sit there, you just sit quietly until it starts flopping, etc. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch. On the phone, it's a little hard. It doesn't really work. To call on the phone and sit quietly, I don't think it's a chalos of anything. But maybe in Zoom if you shake your camera. So I don't say hello. When I call the other patient, we call on the phone when it's socially appropriate and I can't make it. Instead of saying hello, I say, this is us out bed, Darsh. During Shiva, we should be machmir. After Shiva, I think the minhag holds like the Aruch HaShulchan to be makel, and you know, I think it's okay to rely on the minhag olam. It's nice to be machmir, but it's okay to rely on the minhag olam. It's hard enough to remember not to say shalom aleichem, but you should work on remembering not to say shalom aleichem, and that's then I think we can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. And then it's not so severe, all the Aruch HaTishavav, because you could say they were talking about Shiva. Oh, we don't necessarily know the lungs differentiate. I can give you a lung that's differentiate. That after Shiva, it's just a din in Shalom. During Shiva, it's a din in, you know, it's similar to staying home, etc., to refrain from social intercourse. Someone could make a lung to be mechalik. Anyway, kach nira, that we can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan after Shiva.
Before Tefillah, it will be like, Rabbi would think it would be like after Shiva.
Before tefillah, so it's interesting. Before tefillah, apilumdas, of course, what we say before tefillah is not necessarily koveya, because that is like a totally different, that's a totally different area of halacha. It says right here, that in the Mishnah Berurah, etc. Here we are. You can say he makes a compromise in the shofar. You can say tzafra tava if you're passing by anyway and you don't make a whole trip. So he makes a compromise there. It says to make a trip and say tzafra tava, you shouldn't, but if you're passing by, then you can. So you know, he ends up in between.
Shiva and Tisha B'Av are no shalom and no greetings?
I think so. I think that's what B'nai Torah do on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Shabur said on Tisha B'Av. You can't say Tafra Tafra. Okay. Sifis. Yes.
What is there a difference between like the first half of Tisha B'Av and second half?
No. The difference in the... I think a lot of people like get a little confused and think a lot of things are wrote in the second half of Tisha B'Av. Really, anything. No, they don't get that confused. But really, very few things are mutter in the second half of Tisha B'Av. The only thing that's mutter in the only thing that's really mutter, other than exactly the rituals during davening, the only thing that's mutter in the second half of Tisha B'Av is sitting on a chair. Everything else is the same in the morning and afternoon. And many of the details of the theme, but I'm saying outside of davening, the only difference is sitting on a chair. Everything else is the same.
There an issue with waving? Maybe a little?
No. I don't think so.
I was going to say also about waving. Hugging.
Yeah, I think hugging is okay. I think even the chumras is things that are a substitute for saying shalom aleichem, like things you say. Things you do, I don't think we should be after.
And is there like
thieves, you know, and those who are, you know, more Litvish. The translation of hugging is shaking hands.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We saw it before, but everywhere knows this about whether these things are for the Hava or for here. Is there any implication to make that music here also? Like, is this so that people aren't bringing Shalom outwards towards the Hava, or is the Hava supposed to be acting a certain way? Like, is this right here?
Look, I'll be one. This is a good question. Practically, the Isser is, I think, on him that he shouldn't say shalom, and on other people, they shouldn't say shalom to him. Because practically, it can't be also for him, someone else say shalom to him. Right? So the Isser's on us. This, for what we say, the Isser's on us. What he says, the Isser is on him. Actually, interesting. I wonder if it's here. This great book. Jesse. So first of all, here he quotes, what about Kiddush Levana? So he quotes a big discussion in the Achronim, it's not in the earlier Achronim. What about Kiddush Levana? Are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem Kiddush Levana? The Gesher Achayim says, Asur say Shalom Aleichem to the Avel during Kiddush Levana. Asur during Kiddush Levana. And up here, he wants to say that he thinks it's mutter. He thinks it's mutter because here it's a ritual. It's not a, And he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman.
Yeah, all 12 months.
What?
It's all 12 months.
Yeah. All 12 months. All 12 months. He quotes from, you know, it's a little bit, what? The art scroll quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that's okay, Kiddush Levana, and Gesher Chaim says not in Kiddush Levana. Okay, well, nice if they're Mekilim, then that's even Shalom Aleichem. If they're Mekilim, they are, they're Mekilim, so what can you do? Yes, yes, that's on page 86. And what does he say about Shloshim, etc.? He says like the Ramah, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Do you make it only after Shloshim? Okay. Seder, well, I think the minig is that if it's just good morning, that there's room to be make up. Okay. Shlomo Zalman said, that like the Avol can say Shalom Aleichem, and then someone can answer him, but another person should pick the Avol. But then he said, I'll pass somewhere, reported it was Mako. Anyway, Lamaisa, you know, I think it wouldn't hurt to not pick the Avol for your Shalom Aleichem. But the Avol should say Shalom Aleichem, you should answer, and that's already in a kavua that you can do. Okay, Viter. Then you answer him.
Should he?
Yes, he should. He should do Kiddush Levana, follow the Minhag Yisrael. But you know, you don't have to reach out to the Avel. Hamotzi is chaveiro Avel. Besok Shloshim. That's a good compromise. Hamotzi chaveiro Avel. Besok Shloshim. Yom sefeid v'darmei v'tachumi in Shloshim. Within Shloshim, if you find him in the street and you haven't, I guess you haven't paid a shiva call or it's just appropriate, you talk to Tanchumi and you don't say Shil Shalom. La'achr Shloshim Shalom Shlomo v'gdayim Shanchumo. But after 30 days. Then you can be shol b'shlomo, meaning it's not for a parent, and you don't talk to him coming to darko. Meaning there's a limit. You can't like drag it out forever. You don't even say tanchum in full. The element at sad, but minatzad meaning in an unusual fashion. Okay, after 30 days, it's already so long that you can't bring everything up again and again. You just say tisnachim without mentioning the name of the mace, and that way it's not such a heavy tanchum. Mesa Ishtov Nasacheres, if he remarries, Eino Nechle Mesa Lamir Tanchumin, you can't go into his house about Tanchumin at all, because that's an insult to the new wife. Mitzoba Shuk, or Mulla Tisnachim, so we're out and find the Shuk, is even within Shloshim in cases where it's much different to remarry, which we'll see are some cases. Then you just say Tisnachim, but the Safar Rafa in a soft voice with COVID rose very seriously, meaning you minimize it out of COVID for his new wife. Because, you know, keep bringing up the old wife could be insulting to the new wife. Even if you say nowadays people are very to give this, that, etc., and I'm sure she doesn't mind, etc., you know, you never know. But if, let's say he didn't remarry and you know, not worried about a new wife, then a wife is more sadness than other relatives. We'll see, there's an Indian of Avelos of Shlosha Regalim for very limited purposes for a wife, or perhaps. Anyway, for up to the three regalim, you can still say regular tanchumen because he missed his wife more. And as usual, 30 for other relatives is yom beis chodesh for parents. You full tanchumen until 12 months if you happen to meet him, and afterward just minatzad. Sef gimel. Makom shenayin l'sholim l'sholim avilim b'shabbos. Big question: what about shiel l'sholim on Shabbos? The makom shenagu. That you can do Shalom Shalom Shabbos, Shalom. Okay, obviously Makom Shalom Nagu. You don't. Because of a Rama Shalom Shalom Kol Adam Shabbos Shemiklal Version for Hesher. The Rama wrote that the Avel is it basically says Shabbat Shalom, right? Shabbat Shalom is like Shalom Aleichem to everyone on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be available for Hesya, if he just passed everyone by and didn't wish them a Shabbat Shalom. The Shafir talks about, like, in Sukkot and Dalid, a case of Yushalmi, he wasn't sure what the minhag was, so he said Shalom. Let's say we're, you know, many of the Sfarim just bring their different minhagim. Lamaisa, no one's exactly sure what our minhag is, so I think we can be Mako and just have regular Shalom Shalom on Shabbos. Even though there's still an issue of Dvarim Shabbatzin on Shabbos, as the Rambam reads, you know, it's very Dvarim Shabbat Hesher, at least drink closer to Bar Parnes. Yeah. Lamaisa, I think that we're Mako on Shabbos. Hagav also shalach manos to avol on the emo called Yud Beis Chodesh. Bafilu b'Shabbos b'makom shenagu sholosh sholosh of Shabbos. You're not allowed to send Shishlach Manos. Remember, Shishlach Manos is not only for Purim, right? In Tanakh, what holiday did they do Shishlach Manos?
Rosh
Hashanah. Very good, right? Sif Nechemi or Rosh Hashanah. Or all the time. You know, that's like it's just sending gifts. You're not allowed to send, basically means you're not allowed to send a gift. A gift is like Shilah Shalom. You're not allowed to send a gift. This, I think we're knowing this nowadays. You don't give a birthday present to an Avel for all 30 days for other relatives, or 12 months, I'll love it to Imo. You don't send gifts to an Ovel, because a gift is like Sheva Shalom. And how about sending gifts on Shabbos? That depends on the minhag of Sheva Shalom. So again, I think we could be Mekel on Shabbos. You know, no one exactly knows what the minhag is. I'll not be Mekel of Ovel. Where does this come up? A big, big, big issue. The Gilliam Arshah here footnotes. Okay, he quotes it a fun way. The Achronim and Hilchas Purim. Right? Do you send Mishloach Manos to an Avel on Purim? We Paskin Purim is like Shabbos for Avelus. So, do you send Mishloach Manos to an Avel on Purim? So, basically, he quotes this Achron says this, this Achron says that. Basically, if you look in the Achronim on the side of the Shabbat Archon, part, they all say, well, if the minig is to be Shalom B'Shalom on Shabbos, then you can send Mishloach Manos on Purim. And if not, not. Lemaisa, the minig olim is that we don't send Mishloach Manos on Purim. The minhag is that we don't say Mishloach Manos on Purim. Even though, you know, I tried to keep my eyes open what people do and what it says in a lot of these books. I think more books say that the minhag is to say Shalom on Shabbos. Even though all the books say the minhag is not to say Mishloach Manos on Purim, it could be because it's also big machlokes where there's available on Purim. You know, the Rav sets Shiva normally on Purim. I hope you're not shocked by the fact that the Rav didn't always follow like the Rambam and the Magen Avraham. You also followed the Rambam and, you know, other Rishonim, Poskim, etc. So the Rav followed the Pesach and Machaber, that there's regular Avelos on Purim. So good reason. Purim is really more Chaber than Shabbos. Shabbos, for sure, there's no Avelos for Hanesi at least. Not to mention that Shabbos has a certain special school of Shalom. Purim is a Machlokes whether there's Avelos on Purim or not. We are not knowing Avelos Parhesi on Purim. We treat Purim like Shabbos, but not everyone does. And therefore, Lemaisa, the minute Olam, I think, if you ask me from what I've seen, is that on Purim, we're Machmir, we don't send Mishloach Manos to an Avel. The Avel can send Mishloach Manos, that's Pashto, the Avel can show the Shalom. We don't send Mishloach Manos to an Avel on Purim. However, on Shabbos, I think, we're Mako when we do Shalom. The Taz here in Sivkot and Aleph, the only Taz here, has a big, big Chiddush. Kasav Morichami Zal Bashem Agav Bashem Rabbi Yehuda Avol Tov Shloshim Yevul Lahazdin Lachir Roli Zomein Emachirim Nira Yehuda Dinkol Yibes Chodesh Al Beimo going over for a meal. It says that's also like Manos and like Shelo Shalom. You can't invite the Avol for a meal and he can't invite you for a meal because that's the equivalent of Manos or Shelo Shalom for 30 days for the relative and for Yud Beis Chodesh for Av Beimo. This is very controversial. This Manos, yeah. What about an Avel? You know, and here sometimes you need some common sense. What's considered a social invitation and what is not a social invitation? You know, what if someone has no place to eat, whatever, you know? So, okay, but let's say it's a purely social invitation. It's not that, you know, the person, you know, it's not a chesed, you know? It's not a chesed. It's a social invitation. No one says you shouldn't do chesed. So give me a second. No one says you shouldn't do chesed. But what if it's a social invitation? So there are some people who, for a year after their parent dies, don't go out or have guests for any Shabbos meals. That is a big chomer. I know some are about Paskin that way. It's very, very hard for people. Lemaisa, we can take this Taz, say, but if it's equivalent to Shelo Shalom, and I think there's the mainstream talk, if it's equivalent to Shelo Shalom, then it should be usher in the weekday and during Shabbos, right? Because we can read, you know, we're not sure what our minhag is. If you're not sure what the minhag is, maybe you could do like the Yerushalmi. That was a little different. He came from a place where he knew what the minhag was. But one could be knowing the hakel on Shabbos. Lemaisa, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, what should we do? On Shabbos, we can go out or invite in for meals because that's like Shelo Shalom on Shabbos. But on weekdays, then we should not. We should keep this Taz and not have weekday invitations, only Shabbos invitations. That's not so hard for people because most Orthodox Jews don't do so many weekday invitations anyway. Probably because we have Shabbos. But some like people have weekday invitations, so you shouldn't do weekday invitations. And you can do Shabbos invitations. Oh, there's a whole question. Hold on, we'll see later on in Shin Sadi Aleph. It's also in parties, Simchas Moreis. So, and parties are also even on Shabbos. Parties are not Chil Shalom. Parties are an issue of Simcha. So, you can't have a party on Shabbos. Okay, so the question is, where do you draw the line between a party and, you know, and a hasmana, you know, and eating a meal out? Okay, some people say if you have one couple over or you're invited as one couple, that's Shela Shalom. That's Mutar on Shabbos. But if you have two couples over, that's a party. Okay, maybe two couples isn't always a party either. Maybe depends on the circumstances. Certainly, if you have a big crowd, that's a party. You know, generally, at least one couple. You can even squeeze in two couples. It's a low-key kind of event, perhaps. That's the getter this taz. And then we can be mekel on Shabbos. But if you're having a big party, then already that's inappropriate. And that's not just Simon Shin Pei. Hey, that's Simon Shin Tzadi Aleph. Then would be usher.
Family? No.
Family is always mutter. One should always stick with family. The more avails you have, the more time you spend with family. And the less avails you have, also the more time you spend with family. It's true that Dafkin times of Avelis, it's even more important for family to be together. Anyway, you should always invite family.
Is sending a gift, is that only a problem for people to send a gift to an Avel or for an Avel to send a gift?
No, it's fine for the Avel to send a gift to me, not to Shiva, obviously, right? But it's like Shil Shalom. Once Shiva ends, the Avel can send me a gift. I just can't send him a gift.
And during prayer, we were just saying,
what? Purim, we're more machmer in Purim, and we don't send a Shlach Manos to an Avel.
I'm saying, if let's say it's during Shiva on Purim,
then theoretically he shouldn't send Mishloach Manos, but since it's a chiyuv, but he should only send one, right? Because it's only what the halacha requires, not more than the halacha requires. But yeah, meaning a chiyuv mamish from the Tanakh is docha. Yes.
The difference between Purim, Mishloach Manos on Purim, and on Shabbos is that when you're on Shabbos, you're already, like, you're there with the other. So, like, holding back is less respectful as opposed to out.
No, not necessarily. The monos he was talking about was not necessarily being there with the other. They would send monos.
No, I'm saying because there, meaning we're going to be more mocking about monos because you're going out of your way to send to the other. You're going to send to someone else as opposed to, like, when you're right.
Here. Okay, could be.
You're like, sitting there and showing you're not.
Could be. In any case, the minig is being machmer and perm. What do? If there's a couple of one of them is an avelos, then we only send to the other one of the couple. It's a little cheap, but it doesn't matter. It's making the point. What if the husband and wife are both an avelos? Then we just don't send the Shlach Manos that year. Then we just don't send the Shlach Manos. I have a Rebbe, Shana Aleph Rebbe in Olam Shvat. And one year, he and his wife were both an avelos. His father and his wife's mother passed away 3 days apart from each other. I mean, both close to 100. It wasn't, it wasn't a terrible tragedy, but still sad. Anyways, no, I didn't send Mishloach Manos that year. I didn't send Mishloach Manos that year. So I wasn't sure what to do. I was making bar mitzvah. So I went over to him. I said, can I ask a shayla? If you have a couple and they're both in avelos, but you want to be mechabe them, should you send them an invitation to our mitzvah to show that you're mechabe them, or should you not? Because it would be sort of blowing the rush and sort of funny and empty. So he answered me, he says, you succeeded. okay, we're ready for Shin Pei Vav. Din Tifa Zarosh Ba'avel. Avel Chayim Ba'Tifa Zarosh. Black and white Gemara. Hainu, what does this mean? Atifa Zarosh. Echad Zarosh Ba'Talos of a Sudar. You put a kerchief over your head. The Yatzer Chassol Pivya Rosh Ha'Chotin. And, like in our, I think everyone probably does this, right? I mean, Ikra did. It's not an Achi of Gomer, but that's the minute to be Machro. When you make a Baruch HaTalis, do Atifas Yishma'ilam, right? The Gemara says, any Atifa only counts for Atifas Yishma'ilam. It says that about Avelos. Atifa is not Atifas Yishma'ilam, it's not Yotzi. There's a minority Shita that applies to Talis also. Ikra did, if you don't do Atifas Yishma'ilam, you don't say Talis. Atifa just means wearing it. Okay, we're machmer l'chatila that maybe when the Gemara says any atifa that's not atifas yishma'ilam, it didn't only mean in moed katan. It meant in Dalit location of an hour. So we're not going to, you know, tell us, what do we do in the talis? We put it on in the morning. I think we all keep this Chumra. L'chachila, I think it's Minig Yisrael, so we're not going to run this. Even though, again, it's L'chachila, it's not made for a din, is that we put it on our head, and then we take part of it, and we put it like this over our mouth and our nose, right? That's Atifas Yishma'ilim. If you imagine, Yishma'ilim probably travels in the desert. What does he want to do? He wants to make sure the sand doesn't go in his mouth and his nose. Doesn't put it on his eyes, because even though no one wants sand in their eyes, you have to see where you're going. Even the Burka ladies don't cover their eyes. So again, some people think it means you should cover your eyes, but that's there are, you can find a few 20th century achronim who could be misinterpreted that way. But it's not really like it, that's not a sheet that you post. Anyway, but when does the Avol have to do Atifas Yishma'ilim all day long? That's meaning all day sing by yourself. When people come to Menachem, it's disrespectful to look like that when people are visiting you. So for the cover of the Menachemim, he can uncover his head. You probably have noticed by now that Ein Nogim Magnidos Elu Ba'atifa, Bechenamidic Pashat. The Ein Lahakmi Lashana Special Nugo. Saying very fascinating, you know, when do you say, well, you know, last few hundred years they've been knowing against the Gemara, but we have to do the right thing? Says, no, oh, not here. You know, you shouldn't be machmir to go against hundreds of years of your ancestors and all the Gedolim. So we're not machmir to do Atifas Yishma'ilim anymore, says the Shach. Before we get to the reason, says Miu Yeshlina Atifa Ktsas, you should do a little Atifa even nowadays. What does that mean? Tilt your hat down so that it like cover your eyes a little. That's a little Atifa, meaning more than just usual of wearing a hat. The Taz also brings this down and says, but not on Shabbos. The Gesher Chaim just says we're not knowing nowadays. For almost every place I've been, we're not knowing even Atifa Ktsas. Apparently, the Rav told his Talmid to be knowing Atifa Ktsas. Sometimes Talmid of the Rav, the only Talmid of the Rav, when I paid a shul, I noticed him doing this Atifa Ktsas. But the Mice, the Minigolim, is not to do Atifa at all nowadays. I mean, any Atifa that's not Atifa Yishma'ilim isn't called Atifa, so it's not as if you're guilty of the Gemara. So the mice, even though the Talmud and the Rav were told to do a Tifa Ktsas, that's really not the Minhag Olam. Why are we not knowing something in the Gemara is very unclear, says the Shach. Because the Goyim and all the housekeepers at Roma laugh, and that'll be, you know, terrible for a Beilus. Again, it's a little funny, you know, Goyim laugh at a lot of the things we do. And that doesn't stop us. Okay, maybe in Avelos, we don't want them to laugh because that'll ruin the Avelos. Still a little funny, like, you know, I don't know how many going do we have who would laugh at us nowadays. It's very mysterious because then we get the same thing in Shin Pei Zayin. We also don't do Kfiya Samita nowadays. In Hilchos Avelos, you really, you know, it's striking how much we change what it says in the Gemara, which is not what we usually find in Dalet Chof and Shulchan Aruch, or at least in, you know, Gimel, Chalak, and Choshenish, but it's a little different because, you know, in Dita Monos, you could all have whatever meaning you want. It's striking, you know, perhaps it has to do with the Rav has a word that really the key of Avelos is the lave. It's all about, like, being sad in your heart and sort of expressing and crafting that. And maybe therefore the specific actions we do, you know, society changes, maybe we have to change the specific actions also because the Iker is in the lave. Again, it's a little bit of a radical thing. One could, if you want, make a chiluk. If you think about it, the Rav points out that at least according to some Rishonim, not according to the Rambam, that there's a lot of things are usher and avelus, and two things are chiyuvim and avelus. Those are the two things which says flat out in Shachar, we don't do anymore. Shinpei, Mav, and Shinpei Zayin. Could be that we'll come to the Isur Avelos. Those are objective Isur. I mean, even if they're meant to create a certain Kiyum Balev, an Isur is an Isur. When it comes to Kiyum Avelos, maybe even though Chazal gave us specific actions to do, but since the Iker is the Kiyum Balev, those actions are societally dependent. And perhaps, you know, when they would lead to a different result or even just lead to, you know, stop weird and funny, And that's maybe what the Shach is trying to, I mean, it's not the Shach, you know, from the Rishonim, is trying to say that when it just would be weird and funny, that's not the Kiyam anymore. But whatever the Lumbus is, L'maisa, we don't do Atifas HaRosh. And Shin Pei Zayin will find something very similar. Avol Chai V'Kfiyas Amita, you have to turn your bed upside down. Why? The Gemara says, Hashem says that I gave you a Selam Elokim and you were mahapich, it means you caused death by doing Averos. And therefore, you have to be mahapich your bed, turn over your bed. Okay, why exactly turn over your bed? The Gemara doesn't say. Is it because just it's the only thing in your house that you can turn over in those days? Or is it because perhaps a bed has to do with Puruvu, which is the bringing of Tzelem Elokim into the world, and that's very relevant, the opposite of death. So we have to turn that over. L'maisa, Avol Chai B'Kfiyas Hamita. Okay, what does it mean, Kfiyas Hamita? So the Gemara says, it's not enough to remember, beds in those days were also chairs and sofas. That's what most people sat on most of the time. Most people didn't have chairs or other things. Some people did. But you have to turn it over. So the Gemara said, it's not enough to just sit on the floor. You have to turn over the bed. And the Beis Yosef brings Machlokes Rishonim. It's clearly, it's not enough to not sit on the bed. You have to overturn the bed. That's the Gemara. Do you have to sit on the overturned bed? Or is it enough to overturn the bed? So then he brings a Gemara. The Rush says, as long as you overturn the bed, that's enough. The Rambam says, no, you have to sit and sleep on the overturned bed. And the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Rambam here. He says, Avol Chai B'Kfiyas Hamita v'Shashena v'Achilo, when he eats and sleeps, Yoshev al Mita Kfuya. It's not enough to just overturn the bed. You actually have to eat and sleep on the upside down bed. But, however, he says, Kol Yom and Yoshev Pil Mita Kfuya El Agave Karka. However, the rest, that's for eating and sleeping. The rest of the day, there's a din that an oval should sit on the ground, and therefore, not even on an upside down bed, on the ground. So like the kiyum of the Kfiyas Hamita is b'shas achilo v'shena, to sit on the upside down bed. The rest of the time, there's an isser to sit on anything. You have to just sit on the floor. And likewise, people come to yeshiva calls can only sit on the floor. Yeah, once upon a time, most people sat on the floor most of the time. Wasn't such a big deal. Nowadays, this might not sound totally familiar to us. But first, let's rephrase. Aksha bonabu kfiyas hamita. The truth is, there's a lot more halachas about kfiyas hamita. Which beds do you have to overturn? There's like, the Torah makes you also go on and on. Which beds do you have to overturn? Oh, doesn't only overturn is old bed. So turn old beds in the house. And what about a bed that's only used for storage? What about a bed that's used for guests? What about a commercial bed used for your business, etc.? All this left out because actually we'll know the Kfiyas Hamita. Why? So he brings two Hesberim from Rishonim. One of the Shiyomer over the Kavush of Machshefos. Apparently, I don't know Machshefos. I don't know much about sorcery, but apparently overturning beds is a big thing in sorcery. So therefore, you know, you don't want a pogrom, you don't want Chas V'Shalom Pigroch Nefesh. The goyim see overturning the beds, they'll think we're casting spells on them, and then it'll be oy vavoy. Again, it's a little hard to see if that would apply nowadays. I don't know, maybe in like someplace in rural Nigeria or someplace, but not in our countries. But also, our beds aren't like their beds, and you can't tell that they're overturned. It's also, what does it mean? He means that having, okay, I'm very bad at drawing. Here's the bed. That's a Talmudic bed, right? Just four sticks and a rectangle on top. And you put the mattress here, right? It had like strings, not string, ropes, and then you put the mattress. So you turn it upside down, it's on the floor, you put the mattress down, and then you sleep and sit there. The beds, that makes sense. We still have some beds like this nowadays. Yeshiva beds are, I think, pretty much like this. The bed in the time of the Rishonim were, here was, obviously, it was always a rectangle frame, but the sticks went up. Yes, and basically, if you turn over the bed, it wouldn't look turned over because either way, the stick goes down and up, so it would just be the same thing. You know, you're going to measure here it's 3 feet, here it's 2 feet. You know, they couldn't overturn their beds, and therefore they were putter. Even that's not so pasha because the Gemara suggests you can't overturn the bed, maybe you have to put it sideways. Okay. Lemites, again, nowadays it's hard to imagine either of these applies. No one's going to think we're casting spells on them. Hey, they're anti-Semites, but this is not what they're looking for. And a lot of our beds can be overturned. It depends. There are different kinds of beds. Some of our beds can be overturned. You know, we don't usually have legs coming up. Even if the legs only go down a little, we can still overturn it. It would look upside down. But Lemaisa nowadays, you know, maybe we just have to go back to the fact that, you know, this would just look funny to us and detract instead of contributing to the atmosphere. So maybe that's why we don't do it. And the key of Avelos is, you know, depends more on the lathe than the Maisa. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. That's just a stab in the dark. Lemaisa, we don't do Kfiyas Hamita nowadays, even though our mod doesn't end the same way. Lemaisa, I've never seen anyone do Kfiyas Hamita. But, however, the other part that's brought up here of sitting on the ground, that's besides Kfiyas Hamita, right? Besides Kfiyas Hamita, you have to sit on the floor all day. So this is big halacha Lemaisa, as we know, and there are a few questions here. Question number one is, exactly how do you have to sit? Says the Shulchan Aruch, not even on an upside down bed, on the floor mamish. And says the Shach, that it's also leisho al gabei safsol o karmuk sosos, not even a pillow, only al gabei karka, unless you're chol or zakin, then you put like a pillow or a mattress on the ground. And the Taz says the same thing. Leisho al gabei karmuk sosos lo yitachin. Oh, sorry, let me go back for a second. How about the Menachemim? You ever pay Shiva Kol and sit on the floor? Hard to imagine. What about the Menachemim? Why don't the Menachemim sit on Gabi Karka nowadays? So that's easy. The Achronim write, the Shach and the Taz write, the Menachemim is only out of kovach to the Ovel. If the Ovel is mochel, of course the Menachemim don't have to do anything if the Ovel is mochel. Nowadays, the Ovel is always mochel automatically, so the Menachemim can sit on chairs. Okay, that's Shmisi. If the Ovel doesn't mind, then why can't I sit on a chair? The question is, what about the Ovel? What does the Ovel do nowadays? So basically, the Taz and the Shach both, they're both quoting. They're both, quoting from the Marshal and from the Drisha, that the Ovel has to sit on the floor, mamish, not even on a thin anything, unless he's a chole or a zaki. Oh, what about nowadays? What about nowadays? The oval always sits on a low chair. Where do we get the low chair from? So if you look in the Archa Shulchan here, Rishon Zion and the Gesher Chaim Paskins like the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, but he quotes the Yerushalmi, he thinks the Yerushalmi sounds like, you don't sit on the ground, you sit close to the ground. It says La'aretz, not Al-Ha'aretz. And therefore he says that it's ling yoshal akarka vlavav gal geva ka'al akarka elal safsal katan oral karim uksasos. Nowadays, we don't sit on the ground. We do safsal katan or karim uksasos, you know, low chair or stool or pillows or mattresses or something. He wants me to arrive in Yerushalmi, even though that's not what the Shach says, not what the Taz says, not what the Chaver says, the Gesher Chaim says, our minig is like the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore, the Avelim sit on a low chair, even though that's not what you think from the top of the page here. How about sleeping? So the Shach and Taz both quote that you have to sleep on the floor. Even though we don't do Kfiyas Hamita, you still have to sleep on the floor. There's two different things. There's Kfiyas Hamita and there's being on the floor. You still have to sleep on the floor. I mean, we don't sleep on an upside down bed, but you have to. Now that we don't do Kfiyas Hamita, you have to sleep on the floor. That is a not so pashut. Rabbi Kiva Eger here says, you can put a mattress or pillows on the floor. You don't have to be on the hard floor. You got to put a mattress on the floor. Okay. Most people don't even do that. If you look in the Pesachim Tshuva of Katan Beis says, etc. But I am the chumas of the Adonis Zakini Panami Eros, Shachola calls that. The Panami Eros disagrees with the Shakran Tas and thinks you can sleep on a bed. Now that we don't do Kriya Samita, you can sleep on a regular bed. The Berhetev quotes this in parentheses, the Akshram Rabban, Nogam, Zulishan, Kolshevah, Gavai Karka. Nowadays, no one sleeps on the ground, everyone sleeps in bed. Afshram, they should tell him, Kolshevah, Gavai Karka. Maybe nowadays we're weak and we're delicate and we're not as tough as in the old days. The Gra in Sifkat and Aleph says, one second. Sounds like he can sleep on a bench, meaning in the old days he would overturn his bed, but he doesn't have to sleep on a little bed, he can sleep on a bench. So basically, if you're talking about sleeping, Rabbi Kivager says you go to a mattress on the floor. The Behavim says, people are weak, they can sleep on a bed. But the Panami Eros and the Gra just say, stam, we disagree with the Shach and the Taz. We think there's no issue to sleep on a bed. When there was Kfiyah, there was Kfiyah. But if there's no kfiya, it doesn't matter where you sleep, says the Geragor Gesher Chaim, our minhag is like the Panim Eros. And I think that the Gra is trying to say that once there's no kfiya samita, you can sleep wherever you want. There's no rule of where you sleep. And that's why nowadays the Avol sleeps in a bed. Other Behetev also agreed, because nowadays we're all weaklings. But they're saying that's we're all weaklings, just because we disagree about the halakha. Some amount of shach, either we're all weaklings nowadays, the Behetev or the Gra, the Panim Eros. No, we just don't pass like the Shach and the Taz. Lamai, so we sleep in beds nowadays when someone's at Avdol. That's the Gesher Chaim is Machriya. Okay. Viter, Shen Peches, Avdol B'Yom Rishon, Asol Niyach, Tfilin. Avdol, Asol and Tfil B'Yom Rishon. This is a big machlokes Tanoim, right? And the big machlokes Tanoim about an Avdol wearing Tfilin between Rabbi Yishon or Eliezer. Yes, Rabbi Eliezer says that for the first 3 days you can't wear tefillin, only on the third day you can. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, on the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin, but on the second day you can. Meaning, on the second day you can, means really, for the first day you don't. We pass the law and give a make of Ka'avil, and therefore we say, like Rabbi Yeshua, on the second day you can. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, only Yom Rishon, only the first day. But what did Rabbi Yeshua really mean? He says, you can't wear tefillin for 2 days, but on the second day you can. There are two ways to interpret Rabbi Yeshua. This is a big machlokes Rishon, right? Rabbi Yeshua, you could say that his lashon is lav davka, and it's aser only for 1 day. Oh, he says 2 days is aser, but on the second day you can. What he really means is 1 day is aser. And why would you say his lashon is lav davka? Because the Gemara says, what's his reason? The achrisa ki yom mar. There's only one yom of reverse. That sounds like an Asura 1 day. Why did he say it's also for 2 days? He really meant Adlo Ad Bechlal with a funny Lashon. Or you could say no, there's one full day, but it's really Asur Shnei Yamim, but Miktas Hayom Kekulo. Yep. This is more reduced to the fact that it's also for 2 days, but this is more reduced to the fact that his Mokar is Yom. Okay, so you say the Mokar is doing 1 day and his Lashon not doing it, or his Lashon doing 2 days but mixed Yom Kikulo. And then the Drasha means one full day plus another mixed Yom Kikulo. Okay, Lemaisa, how is the Mechaber Machria? Of Lashon Yechtfil Yom Rishon, but Acher Janit Acham of Yom Sheni Mokolech, after Hanetz on the second day he can wear Tfilin. Why after Hanetz on the second day, after sunrise? Why not after Zman Tfilin? And obviously, you have to do it before Zman Tfilin. Why not after Zman Tfilin, right? We say Zman Tfilin is Misha Yakir. The answer is because when everything you mix to Yom Kikulo, you have to wait till Hanetz. So this is the Machaber. Nafkamina is Yom Beis Lifnei Hanetz Achama, would be Usher or would be Mutter. And this is the Machaber. He says it's really a sort of 2 days mixed to Yom Kikulo, so you have to wait for Hanetz Achama. If you Shach Tzvkot Aleph, however, says, the Yesh poskim they know Asher Yom Rishon Yom Sheni Motzer Miyan. If people call it Zechama, but Kach Posak Bach. Okay, it sounds like he's agreeing, right? He says no, it's only Asher for 1 day. Halacha Lemaisa, what does the Gesher Chaim say? He says it's proper to be Machber like the Mechaber, unless the Mishnah Brewer. By the way, this whole simon is repeated in the Simon Lamed Ches of Aruch Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch allows himself to do that. He'll write the whole same simon, not necessarily the same words. In one place, if it's about tefillin and avelos, so writing about tefillin and avelos. The whole simon lamed ches about this. The Mishnah brings down the two dayas there. He's not machria, says the Gesher HaChayim. That lechat chila, it's good to be machmer, but b'shachat tzorech, one can be mako. So if possible, you should be machmer, not for tefillin, until after Hanates, but depending on where he lives and what month it is, you know, if you live in Gateshead and it's the winter, you're waiting for Hanates, it's already lunchtime. He wants to have a minion, you win the shama, etc. If he's stuck and you can't make the minion at the right time, then you can be mako against the machaber, like the shach and the bach. Okay, let's continue. First, we'll do with the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mi boy le avul suvi daiti." Right, this suvi da papay le suvi daiti mechadne libe le film. The avul has to settle his mind to have kavanah for film. Shlo yishli daik mehem, meaning even though he's very distraught, he has to be able to focus on his film properly. It's not a mitzvah to be distraught all the time, even though it's a mitzvah to be sad, and therefore you should try to focus on tefillin, because Kedusha's tefillin, you focus on your tefillin, Volkshas has to be back in the Monaco. However, you know, the old days, people wore tefillin all the time, or nowadays, in the old city, people wore tefillin all the time. You know, during the Hesped and the Bethi, of course he can't focus on his tefillin, then he shouldn't wear them. But stop, during the Shiva, he should, especially nowadays, it's only for chakras, during chakras, he should try to focus on Kedusha's fill-in, even if that means trying to, you know, not be overly distraught about the Misa. That's not a pagam in his kiyum of Shiva. Okay, looks like a very innocent simon, but there's a lot of big machlokos in the details here that the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber did not get into here. And maybe we won't go through all of them, but we'll at least try to go through some of them. First question is, what about Shmua Krova and Shmua Rechoka? Says the Shach and the Taz, both Sukkot, I think there really is Sukkot and Aleph, Gam B'Yom Shmua Krova. What is Shmua Krova? It means he heard after the burial within 30 days, and then he had the full Shiva. The first day of Shmua Krova counts as the first day. All the actions really had to count the first day. The first day of Shmua Krova counts as the first day. However, the Diyuk is obvious, and the Mishnah Berurah says this, in Simon Lamed Ches, Shmua Rechoka, there's no Shmua Krova at all. Remember Shmua Rechoka after 30 days? There's a bailus for like 1 minute, 1 hour, whatever, that you don't think of Tefillin at all. Because the bailus for Rechoka is like Ki'ilu, it's the end of Shiva, not Ki'ilu, it's the beginning of Shiva. So Shmua Krova has an issue of Tefillin. Shmua Rechoka does not have an issue of Tefillin. A lot of people get confused about this issue of Tefillin. Why? Because it's only one day, and they get confused with that Ninos, because an Onan doesn't wear Tefillin, so it's also, there's two different Dinim and Tefillin. No, an Onan doesn't wear Tefillin, because he doesn't do any of the mitzvos. And number two, besides the Issur and Ninos, an Avel is an issue of Tefillin for the first day. Okay, what are some of the machlokas that go into how to define what's the first day and what is not the first day? So the Piskei Tshuva Sukkot and Aleph brings that famous controversial sheet, the Ad Hayom Hazeh, people argue about this, of the Maritats, which is really Shitas Yochid. Says the Piskei Tshuva, Ayin, etc., Shekazim Shem Maritats v'chidushav. Whoa, the Davka Yom HaMisa Shur Yom HaKfur Pata Bitfil Yom Rishon. He's only part of the first day if the burial is on the Yom HaMisa. Meaning, the guy, if someone dies at night, they bury him at 2 p.m. Obviously, he didn't put tefillin until the burial because of the name. At 2 p.m., he doesn't put on tefillin. But what if the burial is not the same day as the Petira, like in America always, and even there's Yisrael sometimes? Then, no, there's no Yisrael tefillin. The Yisrael tefillin is only on the day of Misa. On the day of, if he's nikbar the next day, then there's a heter tefillin. Of course, there's a heter tefillin. There's a chiyuv tefillin, right? Avok shamisa yom acher, v'kfur yom acher, chayv tefillin tefillin yom rishon, ayin sham. So this is the tremendous machlokas. What about yom kfura? She'eino yom hamisa. So here the Maharitas says chayv tefillin. And everyone in the world disagreed with him. Continues the Piskei Tshuva. Hell, no way. The first day of Abel is the first day of Shiva. I don't care if it's the day he died. The first day of Shiva, there's an Isser Tfilin. Asser Tfilin. V'ayim Mishav Zichron Yitzchak. Shkos V'chei Ova Goma Mishav Chacham. Hisigal Das Maritats. The Mishav Chacham. The Dogmer Vava. Basically, the other Achronim said Osir bit fell in. Right? This happened to me once. I was put on the spot. I had a relative of a relative who was flying in to bury his father or mother. And they both happened eventually in Eretz Chaim and Beit Shemesh, and he comes to the Beis HaKvaros, and the burial's late afternoon, so they made a mincha right afterwards. That is the first feeling down in the 2 days or whatever. So he brought his tefillin zekel to the Beis HaKvaros, and he said, "Ah, Asaf, you're a rabbi. Am I supposed to put on tefillin now or not? I didn't put on tefillin until now, but there's only an hour left of the day, you know, he's from Yid. You know, and let's not put on tefillin. You know, you're from Yid, it doesn't put on tefillin, gets very, very nervous. So should I put on tefillin or not?" He brought his tefillin zekel to the Leviathan. That's the question. Mari Tops would say, "Put on tefillin, what do you mean? You flew in from America. Your mother died yesterday. Today is not Yom Rishon anymore. Today's not Achritzik Yomar. The Yomar was yesterday. The first day of Shimon accounting, but it's not the Yom." And all the other Echronim would say, "Don't put on tefillin." All the Echronim would say, no, it's the first day of Shiva. Other Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon means first day of Shiva. I don't care. Maybe you weren't at the burial hall. It was a Shmuel Krova. Maybe, you know, they died 1 day, 2 days, 3 days ago. First day of Shiva is first day of Shiva. Who are some of the Echronim? What do we have? The Dagon Merbaba. The Mishnah's Chachamim. I'm not sure who the Mishnah's Chachamim, quoted by his son, the Zichron Yitzchak or something. Who else discusses this? Rabbi Kibeger, Biyom Rishon, the Hain of Biyom Kvura, Ashimei Zesmol. No, he even died yesterday. Can't cause well, Yo Rabba. Okay, and then he continues. Bel Yo Rabba, the Rabbi Kibeger. Bel Yo Rabba, I think he's quoting from Simon Lamed Ches, right? Does he say? Yeah, Simon Lamed Ches. Who else says that on our page? I don't know our page. The Mishnah Berurah says that. Sivkan Tes Vayin, Biyom Rishon Perish Afil Yom Shenek Bar She'eno Yom Hamisa, etc., etc. Who does he quote from? Taz Ve'el Yom Rabav Dog Mervava B'Yordei, etc. B'Derech HaChayim Yehizki V'Shari Tshuva Dulo Kamari Tat B'Chayodam. Okay, again, it's the Mari Tats L'Chayodam. So here the Mari Tats has L'Chayodam on the side. I don't know if he means Chayyadam or Chachasadam. It could be either way, because it appears twice, but it doesn't matter. But he had Mishnah Berurah and all the other Rishonim, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Shari Tshuva, who else did he quote? He even quoted a Taz there. He quoted a Derech HaChayim. Derech HaChayim, Mishnah Berurah, Vechule. Basically, everyone against basically Das Yachid of the Mari Tats. What are we paskin about this? The problem is people are very, very nervous about like not wearing tefillin. Very nervous about not wearing tefillin. So the maisa, what's the minhag? There are different minhag nowadays. In Chutz La'aretz, the main minhag is like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is usually the Chutz La'aretz. The truth is Gesher Chaim also says this. The Gesher Chaim, even in Eretz Yisrael. Gesher Chaim said, "I heard an up-and-coming rabbi, someone told me the name of an up-and-coming rabbi named Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he told someone that Minhag Yerushalayim is the word spelled like the Mari Tats." I live in Yerushalayim, that's not Minhag Yerushalayim. What are you talking about? So basically, in Chutz La'aretz, and I guess the Gesher Chaim, he's supposed to have the last word for Yerushalayim, says, no, it's lopsided, come on. And either way, it's an Isser, right? It's not like one way is being machir. Either way is being machir and being nekel. So the mainstream minhag olam is this is the Iker HaDin, the mainstream minhag olam. However, here, Ravadia comes out of the machir side, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, minhag Yerushalayim, Ravadia, Shlomo Zalman says, minhag Yerushalayim is that at least a medaktik the mitzvos should put on tefillin without a bracha for 1 minute, bitzina where no one's looking. You know, that's like, now again, it's a funny chumra, because it's a chashash aveira. Okay, that, why wasn't everyone not there? Because you don't want to do an aveira report to 90% of the achronim. However, say, Rav Ovadia and Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they say that mina Yerushalayim, at least, the mitzvos lehaniach lerega bitsena libracha. You know, it's a little funny. You know, minigar struggles. We don't work filling on kol hoyd at all, even without a bracha, even for 1 minute. You know, because even though half their children say we're fighting to keep the right son. Okay, there are reasons why we're not machmer on that. But okay, so on Hayom Hazeh, it's a big machlokas. In America, there are different people who do different things. And Israel, different people do different things. L'maisa, everyone follows their own posek. The mainstream minhag, I think, is that in America, in Chutz La'aretz, people just don't. And the main, we know what the minhag of America is, right? It's right here. Handy dandy art scroll, right? What's the minhag of America? Tefillin. Not Tehillim, Tefillin. Here we are. In 64, 65, what's the minhag in America? the minhag in America is, according to many poskim, even if the death occurred the previous day, even if it's a few days later, and he doesn't bring another opinion. Says according to many poskim, not all, but he doesn't say, but according to many poskim, not. He just says, according to many poskim, it's still usher. Okay, and he says the maritats, but we don't know the maritats. Okay, so mainstream meaning in America, official art scroll is not where at all. In Eretz Yisrael, then, you know, maybe it's Kedai to follow that the Sholozam and Ravadia, that if you Avel can, Bitsina, when no one's looking without a bracha, put on the tefillin to not go against the standard psak, then even though it's very unclear why this is a Chumrah. Okay, if someone asks me, I would say in Chutz La'aretz, don't. And in Eretz Yisrael, if you can, if you have the chance to be Betzina, etc., then, you know, put it on Betzina without a bracha for a minute, if it works out. But the Ikra din is clearly against the Maritas.
I think in Eretz Yisrael.
But again, you know, if someone has a particular Masorah one way or the other, that's obviously... That's obviously dope. And one thing which Rav Avadya, all the Sfarim say, unless this is a Rav Avadya and Umandi Sfarim quote from other Mandi Poskim, unless there was Misa B'Shabbes Ukvura B'Yom Rishon. Then one for sure didn't put out filling. So you have to have at least one day without filling. The mace died on Shabbos, that doesn't count as the day without filling. It's not filling on Shabbos, right? The mace died on Shabbos. Then on Sunday, everyone would agree, or at least all the postmen I've heard of, would agree that you shouldn't be machmer at all for sure. Even Meir Katz would agree not put on filling on Shabbos, because you need at least one day without filling. Okay, that's a chiddush. But given that the Maritatsa, she's a Yachin anyway, so even a Chiddush, we are Somichan. What are other details that come up here? The Pisgei Chuvah Shel Katan Beis brings Machlokes. What if the Shmua Krova was during the daytime after Yidav Marit? Remember? So it's really on Sunday, but he read Yidav Marit. So it's Sunday, but he made it Monday. So what's the first day? Sunday the first day, or is Monday the first day? Do we say Sunday is the first day in reality, so that he put on till Monday? Or do we say, no, Monday's the first day for him, because he got a marif. He's going to not work tefillin because he got a marif. So he brings out a big machlokas between the Eliyahu Rabba and the Chomos Yerushalayim. The Eliyahu Rabba says, of course he wears tefillin. This he got a marif, doesn't change the tefillin. The Chumash Yerushalayim said maybe you should wear it without a bracha, you know, and cover it up, etc. Okay, well, Maisa, which, you know, it would probably make sense. Maisa is hard to say. That's just the Eliyahu Rabba is correct. Even though it doesn't matter, it's almost second day. That's the polish of shot. Again, this doesn't come up a lot because if he's an only one, in that case, we heard news, you know, so it doesn't come up a lot. Okay, what are some of the other issues that the Achronim bring up? There's a lot of discussions. For example, what if the Gilui Marshan, or the Eger discussed, what if the burial was on Yontif? part of the burial is on Yontif, and the next day is Chol HaMoed. Does he still, or Esrei Chag, does he still skip one day of tefillin? Not the death. The burial was on Yontif. Now they don't bury Yontif, so it doesn't come off so much. What if the burial was on Yontif? Does he still skip a day of tefillin on Esrei Chag? So there is an opinion that Knesset Gedolah, we still skip Esrei Chag, because you have to skip one day of tefillin, but we don't go so far. If the burial was on Yontif, then we wear tefillin the next day. That's Eliyahu Rabbah, Kodabar, Yerushalayim, Eger. There's a whole question of those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, since Chol HaMoed is so happy, even if the burial's on Chol HaMoed, maybe you should still wear tefillin. That's a big machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is Dochav Elus, even if it's a day of burial, which can happen a lot. So if someone buries on Chol HaMoed, Mishnah Berurah says wear tefillin because the happiest Chol HaMoed is Dochav Elus and lets you wear tefillin. Okay, not Pashut. I'll mention two other machlokas and then we will go weiter. Number one, what about tefillin of Rabbi Yatam? So the big machlokas alpis. Okay. What, obviously, you wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam. How about all Shiva, you wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam? Halach, why not? If you wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam, what's the difference? Alpisod, maybe an Ovo can wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam. It's a big machlokas. The Birkei Yosef writes that. It's on the side here. Shnei zugos tefillin, kasatuzun depli, mamari razin, and yaniach tefillin, rein tam, evlo, venir, shivah, hazan. So, achlok in the mekubolin, I'll be so, but it's still a great time to be born during Shiva. Maybe I'll be so, but it doesn't work. Okay, and he thinks it's better not to. Rav Avadya says you should. The Aruch HaShulchan says you shouldn't. I'm not sure what the different sheets are, but I think that most Sephardim follow Rav Avadya, we're still in a great time. Not the first day, of course, but the rest of the days. And most Hashanah would involve the Aruch HaShulchan and don't wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam. But again, this is all episode of the Halacha. Of course, you should wear tefillin of Rabbi Yatam if you normally do. And I don't understand. So I don't have a right to an opinion. But I think the mainstream Minhag Ashkenaz is like Aruch HaShulchan not to wear for all 7 days. And the mainstream Minhag Sfar is like Rav Avadya to wear. The other issue is Panim Chadashos. The Hanan say, if Rabbi Yoshua said, if Panim Chadashos come, you didn't know there was a rule of Panim Chadashos, or you thought it was only for Shiva's main mission, that's also Shiva's main veil. If Panim Chadashos come, you have to take off your tefillin. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Panim Chadashos come, you can leave on your tefillin. So, okay, so Panim Chadashos come, we leave on it, the Avil leaves on his tefillin. On the second day, I mean. Even if Panim Chadashos come, he can wear tefillin. It's not like another first date for the Panim Chadashos. However, it says he doesn't have to take them off. Can he put on his tefillin if they're Panim Chadashos? They'll say, Eino Cholitz or Cholitz. I'm wearing Mekel Eino Cholitz. The Diyuk of Eino Cholitz says the Magen Abraham in Siman Lamed Ches, that Eino Cholitz, but he can't put on tefillin if they're Panim Chadashos. And that's quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Rabbi Kiva Eger here says that. Rabbi Kiva Eger here quotes in the Magen Avraham, quotes in the Mordechai, says, on the second day, he shouldn't put the Panim Tefillin in front of Panim Chadashos. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says, okay, we're not going to take along this one, could we're not going today. He says, no, in all 7 days, he shouldn't put the Tefillin in front of Chadashos. There's only Eino Chovitz. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Magen Avraham, and it sounds like Rabbi Kiva Eger. He doesn't say different 3 days. He just says, during Shiva, shouldn't put the Tefillin in front of Panim Chadashos. But Rabbi Shulchan says he never saw anyone be nizer in this. I don't know. But Lemaisa, I think the proper thing to do for an Avel is the Avel asking for instructions. I would say, you know what? Put on tefillin in your bedroom for the second day and on, and then walk into the living room where everyone's there. Because if there's Panim Chadashos, you don't have to take it off. Or put on tefillin before people come for a minute. You know, wake up early. Lemaisa, it would be the proper thing to do. We machber like this, Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it seems to be all 7 days. That's the first sounds like 7 days. And the Avel should not put on tefillin in front of Panim Chadashos, or he can go to the living room. If he sees Panim Chadashos, he should go put on tefillin someplace else, and then he can keep them on. Even though it's not so posh, are you allowed to put them on for Panim Chadashos in the other room? Okay, but nice. I think we can be makel that he can put on tefillin, you know, where he can't see the Panim Chadashos.
What did the Panim Chadashos mean in this context?
Like, someone who
comes to the Kippurah? They didn't come to the Pashtos.
Pashtos, someone who didn't come to anything yet. Yeah.
There's no room to be Makalik to the Mesa Shiva, and we're like, we would be able to visit.
It is a good question. The answer is I'm not 100% sure. There is room. I'm not 100% sure. The Mishnah Berurah just says the word Tanu Chadashos. He doesn't say that. What does he say? I feel both Tanu Chadashos Lenachim also. He doesn't say what's the definition of Tanu Chadashos. Then he says, it sounds like our Shulchan Aruch didn't have any restrictions. Not like the deep in the Avraham. However, says he says they're chronim. The aim line yet with neyam at tefillah at sheyevulam. El deim cholis miniyak kodesh rochanu chadashos. Okay, lachora we should be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah, but one can be makel to put them on in another room. Okay, so much for Hilchos tefillin. I wanted to mention one or two other things about Menhagim and Meshiva House. I really should have opened up the article to Menhagim and Meshiva House. Make sure we didn't skip them all. Right? It doesn't have Menhagim of a Shiva House. Laws and customs in the house of mourning. Number one, he says, the minig is to cover the mirrors. Okay, the Rav took this even further, and some other, he put some people in the custom to cover pictures of people. But the mainstream minig is only cover the mirrors. Why do we cover mirrors? What?
Yeah.
Why do we cover mirrors? No one knows why we cover mirrors. Here he says there are many, many reasons. But the Rav said, this is instead of Kfiyas Amita. The whole point of Kfiyas Amita is it's the opposite of Telem Elokim. To undo the Telem Elokim, like it's the heat. How can you tell Telem Elokim? When you look in the mirror, you see the Telem Elokim. And therefore, we cover the mirrors to not see the Telem Elokim, and that is our Kiyom of Kfiyas Amita. Therefore, the Rav liked the minhag of covering pictures of people also. But you shouldn't see any Telem Elokim. I mean, except for real people. You have to. Anyway, that's the Rav. There are many others there as well. Some of them just say, because it has to do with looking pretty, etc., which is not appropriate. Obviously, on Shabbos, you should uncover it. I'll just mention what other minhagim apply in a... Beis Avel. Number one, very, very important minhag to light a candle that burns all 7 days. Usually, a Chavrut Kedisha gives you a 7-day candle. I assume you could just light one and then light another before it ends, etc. But the Chachil, you light a big 7-day candle. That is okay for the Neshama. Even Neshama, the candle, Nereshen Neshus Adam, is there a very important minhag, and there's a lot of sort to it. Also, there are things that are usher in the Beis Avel. I think we mentioned this, that you're not allowed to talk Torah in the Beis Avel. Ain't no more Shmur Beis Avel. Even one Menachem to another. Like if we're in the back, we can't talk Torah to each other. And there's an Isser Shelah Shalom in the Beis Avel. A lot of people don't know this. The Orch HaShulchan brings it down in the Siman of Shelah Shalom.
The whole bias or just the room where the...
Let's see what he says. Says the Orch HaShulchan, does it say which Sifkatan? Yes. In the Siman of Shelah Shalom, at the end, he says that Kishem She'in Shelah Shalom Beis Ha'avu Kol Shiva Lo Ha'avu La'achirim Lo'achirim Lo'avel Kamokan Achirim Zelazeh. There's no Shalom in the Beis Ha'avu. Even Achirim Zelazeh, at least for Shalom Aleichem, should not say Shalom Aleichem, should not talk Torah in the Beis Ha'avu. Pashtus, it's the room where the Avel is, like the living room and the other rooms. I think we're interested about, say, Gagi Bar Torah in the family, etc. Okay.
If somebody says, like, you see somebody over 15 years,
don't say Shalom Aleichem.
No, but like, you just said, you could talk to them, and it's just,
Don't
say the Shalom.
Right. Okay, fine. Avel also, the Chavis Ksuso called Shtiva Yamin. It's an isser of kibos. Avos not allowed to do laundry. I feel my levat even with water without detergent. How do we know? Because the Gemara says the two avos is in a row. They were makel. He can do with water without detergent. Obviously, it implies in a one avos that it's usher even water without detergent. That's pasha. After shiva mutter, after shiva mutter, there's a funny sheet of riva who seemed to be diet had some diok in a sech sofer that it's usher for 30 days and everyone rejects him. You can't wear clean laundry during the Shiva. But after Shiva Shari, after Shiva, it's okay. It says, Ramah, good old Ashkenazim, no gubo iser. That minigolim is the asher for 30 days based on the sheet of the Riva. The minig is someone else wears it first for a little bit, and then the oval can wear it. The oval can't wear clean laundry for 30 days for shloshim. That's our minig after shiva, meaning that if someone wears it a little bit, it's enough. And even if he wears it just sha'achas, that's enough. What a sha'achas says, the shach, like usually sha'achas, it doesn't mean an hour like on our clocks. It just means any amount of time. Basically, during shloshim, someone else should wear the oval's clothes for a few minutes, and then the oval can wear them. But we have a minag not to wear clean clothes, even during shloshim, for Ashkenazim. Big umrah of Ashkenazim. Interesting, as the Shah says, Choshen Shorosh Vav B'Siyato. However, he says, Masr V'Tosos Shach V'Katan Beis. Masr V'Tosos V'Katan Te'inu Osa Rekha Kos B'Neser V'Chol V'Lov V'Mayim Bilvad. Only if it is with detergent, not if it's with just water. And because of Achol Fiseh, therefore, after Shiva, if it's only washed with water without detergent, then it's fine. And someone else doesn't have to wear it first. So basically, Minig Ashkenaz is, between Shiva and Shloshim, it's okay if you wash it just with water, but if you wash it with detergent, someone else should wear it first for a few minutes. Where do we get this idea from? Some people say, there's an issue of Gihut for 30 days. One of the Gihuts that's also for Shloshim, some people say, Tzakob Loshan Arif, that's what we call ironing. And that's the mainstream majority sheet. Mayim and Efer, meaning with detergent. So now we understand where the Chumrah and the Ashkenazim might have a strong basis. Why would the Chumrah and the Ashkenazim have a strong basis? Because there's one Shita that says, and the Biyosei brings from this Tosfos and Katan that the Shach quoted, there's one Shita that says detergent is called Gihutz, and Gihutz is also for 30 days. Now, even though it's not so possible, because Gihutz is only also for 30 days on certain limited kinds of clothing, you know, only on new white clothing. But nonetheless, at least that's a smach for the minhag of the Ashkenazim that maybe the Turk is called Gihutz and is therefore usher for Shloshim. What? No, because that's not the Iker din. The Iker din is we assume Gihutz means ironing. It's just a chomer in the Choshish for the other Shita, and that's the base of the minhag Ashkenazim.
You don't need to wonder that you're not there. For 30 days, I say a reason.
You don't need to.
You have to.
No. Once Shiva ends, the actual work of laundry is all of them over. It's only the wearing, that's an issue. This minigashka is only for the wearing, not for the actual working. During Shiva, even during Shiva, the Beis Yosef quotes, I forget from who, that the only ones also do laundry is this from Allah. The Isser of Shiva is only on the wearing. During Shiva, there's also an Isser Malacha. But once there's no Isser Malacha, you can do laundry all day long. The only minig is not to wear it. Okay, that's a big Chumrah minig. Ashkenaz, again, it's one of these things that you wonder, are we still knowing or are we not knowing? But the mice, so all the Sfarim bring it down. And therefore, you know, we proffer it to be macher for minig Ashkenaz, like Rama wrote. And an Ashkenazi should either do his laundry, you know, within 30 days without detergent, or have someone else wear it for a few minutes first. Okay, one of the firms says, what if you're stuck? You know, you can crumple it up on the ground and sit on it for a minute. Maybe that's equivalent. What else do we want to mention here? Okay, the Taz goes to Marashal that you put out a Shabbos tablecloth. That's really late. We're not
really yet.
What are the criteria for wearing laundered clothes during the 9 days?
If you
weren't before, it's not freshly laundered.
Everyone does like a hot rumble wears it for like 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Look, like 8 shirts and like, you know, the same time.
Look, the simple shot is, since the chor, that's a mithag.
Not to wear it.
Even though it's an ikra dinish for shachal, but even so, it's only certain kinds of clothing. Anyway, I would say b'shas hadchak, wearing it for a few minutes is before the 9 days is enough. But achila, you should really wear it till it has rosh. I don't know, for an hour or two at least.
Does the clothes being camp automatically camp is not being made? There's nobody who doesn't.
Don't ask me shilos about camp. don't ask me shilos about camp. What you're saying is the laundry in camp counts like not laundry at home. So maybe that's a heter for camp.
Why everybody washes all clothes that were camp sanctuary? No Jewish mother.
I don't know. Sorry, Ian. Yeah, I never understood how to run a camp. You know, what could, I don't know. Every camp I've ever been in, they have a lot of kulas that are mechudish. But Michael's suggesting, no, the laundry camp is not laundry. You know, gihot shalom machanek pachot b'kibah shalahem. Okay, maybe. It's a good question, sir. Yeah. Okay, continuing the mechaber. The ancient lomos shalosh lobos chadash shrikim or new clothes. Gam asidim on social mita. Likewise, the bedspreads, the linens—that's what we call them. Also, chapshan ulatziam kavasim. You can't do laundry. Fine, you can't wear fresh bed linens. Even the hand towels. Even though cholamoi, it's much more common than cholamoi. You can do hand towels. Still us. Okay, the Taz says for Shabbos, you have to put up the Shabbos table, fine. But otherwise, that the chaykin kol osan shemini shemitarn lechab b'moe, kigon ha-yotzi b'yisashim b'yisashur m'nudu shigur l'cham ha-nesh l'chab l'hudu b'rabom b'yisayam sh'alach l'arviyah m'hoye lo p'nai l'galeah tzumei emlo. All the things, much of kolomoi basically will give you an excuse why they couldn't do laundry before Yontif, so they have a heter on kolomoi, they're still usher and avelos. Shem iru echem and kura avelos, one of these things happened right before Avelos, then it was Avelos right away, but Nick, that's the Yalcom Avelos, right away became an Avel and no time to laundry, still Asur L'chabes. It's much more common than Kolomoi. Ellen came, Iru Echameim Tachum Yad Shnei Avelos Echor Zalol. One of these didn't happen, he was in jail, he was on a business trip, etc. He couldn't do laundry, and then he had one shiva, and then another shiva right away. Well, then, Motor L'chabes Afanes Rukol, it's Motor even with detergent. Then there's a heter gummer. When it's an Ones, these things are called Ones, as opposed to an Ones plus two Aveloses, that's a heter. Even during the second Shiva, so he does do a Bitsina. The Acher, a regular guy who didn't have an Ones, just had two Shivas in a row. Not Ohel, Ohel is a tent. Ahal is some sort of herb that's some sort of plant that's in church. We'll see something similar to this in Shimsadi. Basically, whenever someone has an onus that would be matar kolomoi, and then two aveluses, Chazal gave a total heter. When they have an onus, when they have an onus plus one avelus, no heter, and they have just two aveluses, they have a halfway heter. What's the halfway heter? To wash in water without detergent. Okay, are there any other heterim here? So very, very important. If you look at, how about, first of all, says the Mitzvah Chuba, quoting his grandfather, Panam Eros, he says there's another halfway heter. If someone has two avelos in a row, they can wash their clothes in water, or they can wash with detergent and have someone else wear it for a few minutes. That's also a shinoi, the equivalent of water. Very important heter, Mitzvah Chuba pays in the name of the Shut Lach Metoda. I'm not sure what the Shut Lach Metoda is, but he's very logical. Says the Shut Lach Metoda, that's only for Tano. Just like washing. Remember, washing was mutter for medical reasons, and Sifo is mutter for medical reasons, etc. Machu the Soref. What if you have to, right? Remember, you can wash if you fall in the mud. So what are your clothing if you fall in a pit of mud? So look, I'm sure in Bumi or lice, Sharia feel a cult of Shiva Dekach, more Rechitza, just like Rechitza is only us for Tanug, not if necessary. So too, changing your clothing is also mutter if necessary. He didn't find it in the postkin, because it's so obvious. In El Rop Shitas, it's so obvious. That's why it's not in the postkin. Okay, this is a big kula. But it's paskin by the modern day poskim. And therefore, if necessary, usually it's not necessary. In regular life, it's necessary to change your clothes more from 1 to 7 days unless you're a cheap fucker. It's not really necessary. They can wear the same clothes for 7 days. But what if it gets dirty or full of lice or whatever? Or what about underwear? If you wear the same underwear for many, no one's going to die. But if you wear the same underwear for many days, then it becomes tsar. So, therefore, the minig of the Avelim is You don't have to change your underwear all the time, but when you need to, you change your underwear because that's tsar if you don't change it, and that's like washing or sefer for tsar. The pants and shirt, usually you don't have to change them at all. It just, you know, it's not, doesn't look as nice, but you don't try to look nice during a bayless. So unless you fall in the mud, you know, you don't change your pants and shirt. But when necessary, very important, like we talked about, when necessary, you can change clothing, and always change clothing. And you know, in modern day, again, everyone's different, but I think in normal modern day life, if someone doesn't change their underwear for 7 days, then they get tsar, and therefore it's necessary.
How far is everyone to take this to bathroom shower?
Shower, and also if someone's really gets this in tsar, then we're right home. And put on. It's hard to know where to draw the line. You know, this becomes very, very subjective, I admit. My humble opinion, so who knows if it follows them or not. Come on, you've never been in yeshiva? Who showers more than once every 7 days? Come on. And it would be sorry if you made them shower. If you're in yeshiva, teenagers, teenage boys, it's sorry to make them shower more often than once every 7 days. So, okay. I think you can leave it up to the Avel to use his discretion. I'm not arguing on anyone. This is very subjective nowadays. I understand. We live very, very different lifestyles from the old days. Why? Because a katan is pater from shiva. Gimel. It also means they can change their clothing, right? That's what it means here. Because there's no shiva for a katan. There's no chinuch for shiva. We discussed this once. We had like 5 or 6 explanations, whatever. There's no chinuch. Correct. Gimel. Also, little so shiva, kelim kadoshim tzvum v'yishonim yotzim taksa machdesh. You're not allowed to wear during shiva new colored clothes or old clothes that are coming from being pressed. Right? Machdesh, the pressing machine. Okay. Here, this is a very mysterious. It's like a Ramban. That's very mysterious what it's trying to say. Like, we already know you're not wearing laundered clothes. So here it's very mysterious. I saw some of the Mandir from say, even if it's not freshly laundered, this is a new Kiddush that it's also. That's a new Kiddush. Even if it's not laundered, if it's new, even if it's you wore it already for a whole day, or if it's was pressed and then you wore it, you know, even if you wore it for a day, and if you wore it for a day and then pressed it, then there's a new Isser. That's a big Kiddush. That might be the simplest shot. However, if you look in the Ramban, he adds the word mechubasim. He's only talking about if it's laundered. Then it becomes tricky. If it's laundered, what's the chiddush? All laundered clothes is asar. So it's very mysterious. Some people want to say it's a new chumra. I think we can go with the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Aruch HaShulchan, really, this line is not necessary. It's just going with Ramban. It's referring to laundered clothing. What it means, the isser of laundered clothing applies even to colored clothing, and you shouldn't think it only applies to white clothing. It's a bit dachuk. Again, this sif gimel is tricky. It's Ramban. Doesn't mean even without laundering, even if you were ready for a day, in which case it's a big chumra, or does it mean if you laundered it, in which case, like, why is it necessary? Unclear, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's really not necessary. It's just repeating some examples of the Isser of wearing laundered clothing, and I think we can make it that way, in which case we don't really need to know the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. Yay, Shomer. Okay, but Bari Shulchan, etc., is a big discussion. It says the Ramah, however, Yay, Shomer, the Asul was big, Shabbos, Kok, Irish, was Rishonim. The first 4 weeks, you can't wear Shabbos clothes, meaning on Shabbos. About Charkach Motor, Isser of Shabbos clothing, a feel of the emo, not for 12 months, 4 weeks, Isser of Shabbos clothing, Chemas, begotten Chadoshim, and likewise new clothes. Oh, not will that start your base footage, but the minig is, obviously only for parents, 12 months. Basically, the minig is that we Isser Shabbos clothes and new clothes for 30 days for other relatives and for 12 months for parents. I think that's minig Olam. Everyone knows when they're in shloshim for other relatives, a good base for their parents, they don't buy new clothing. Every Avil knows that they don't buy new clothing for 30 days or 12 months, every Ashkenazi Avil. I don't know as far as you will, you know, because the Ramah says, and the minhag is 12 months, obviously for parents, 30 days for other relatives, no new clothing. Technically, I think he doesn't say you can't buy new clothing, just you can't wear new clothing. Well, he says lasos to go to Kadashim. He does say lasos. So I think that the minhag, they don't buy or wear new clothing. What if they have new clothing? They let someone else wear it for a day first. They don't buy new clothing. I'm pretty sure everyone knows this, you know, in all spectrums of Ashkenazic Orthodoxy, that you don't buy new clothing for the entire Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh for parents. What about the part of wearing Shabbos clothes? Some of this is a special simcha to wearing Shabbos clothes. No, this means on Shabbos. Yeah, remember, we're talking about the Ramah. If you went to shul on Shabbos Chazon in the days of the Ramah, what would you see? A bunch of guys in their overalls, right? You know, looking like they're about to go out to the field and, you know, and a hoe or a plow. Yeah, they would go to shul in overalls or whatever the equivalent is, and jeans and a t-shirt. They go to shul in jeans and a t-shirt. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. This is a historical change in Orthodox Judaism. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Se'if Yud Aleph. Katz Rabbeinu Ramah, Yechon Dasun Lubav Tegdei Shabbos, etc. Zeh Kamei Hashana. About 100 years, he says. Meaning, we would call that about 200 years. Lo Nacha Das Gedolei Ador Leilat V'Dichol B'Shabbos. The Gedolei Ador did not approve. Who knows who is the main person behind this? The Grub. The Grub and the other Gedolei, it's one of my Zerub. The Grub and the other Gedolei did not approve going to be the whole Shabbos. Not for Hesia, it's available for Hesia. Ridiculous. The Chim is Shabbos Chazon. Also, Shabbos Chazon, they didn't agree that you should go in your overalls to Shul and Shabbos Chazon. The Higulei Ador did Shabbos, and they told everyone from now on we're regular Shabbos clothes. Okay. So we obviously our minhag is without sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. He's just telling you facts. I'm sure there's some gehillah someplace in Europe that kept the old minhag in, but I don't know if they still exist nowadays. Maybe someplace in Shulayim or some weird people where they keep the old minhag in. That would be very cool. I'd love to go to their shops because I don't see them in their overalls. But lemaisa, everyone I've heard of has been convinced by the Gra again. It's 200 years by now. That nowadays we're very much available for Hesia on Shabbos, much more so than the old days. Being Shabbos Chazon, being for a regular person who's an Avel, and he wears regular Shabbos clothes. So nowadays, we're regular Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. The Chor would still be known not to wear Shabbos clothes during the week, but we usually don't wear Shabbos clothes during the week anyway. So it's not a, it's not really nafkamina. The main nafkamina for us, we don't wear new clothing. That we don't wear new clothing. Says there, what about the issue of new clothing? While he's on the topic, he says, he says, you know what? If you're stuck, you can buy chashit begadim. He says, begadim that have no chashivas, or even big dechol, if you're stuck, you can buy new. What does he mean? You can buy new underwear. That's begadim with no chashivas. You can buy new underwear during Avelos, because that has no chashivas. And if you're stuck, even like a simple pants and a simple shirt. You know, if you're stuck. But basically, underwear is nekel, that's better than no chashivas, even big dechol if you're stuck. And he said, or what can you do? Let's say someone really needs new clothing. Then he says, if you're stuck, the other option is you can buy nice clothing, just have someone wear it for 2 or 3 days. Yeah, not 1 minute, not 5 minutes. That's talking about shloshim. That's not new clothing. New clothing for chamer. So basically, the Aruch HaShulchan gives us three kulas. Number one, for underwear, there's no survey of chadash. Number two, for very hashat clothing, if you're stuck, you can be nekel. And number three, for any clothing you're stuck, let's say I need a new suit. If you're stuck and you need a new suit, then if someone else wears it for 2 or 3 days, then you can be made whole. Okay, so those are all the kulas in terms of new clothing. The Pesachei Tshuva is the discussion and hugging that we don't really have nowadays, so we'll move on. Dalit. Aser. Tok Shiva Lechavish Laniach, Beinu Le'Athu Laniach here, right? It's also to laundry even without wearing Laniach, and to let it sit there. During Shiva, but why? Not because of Shinpei Tess. Because of Shinpei, as the Shach says, Isra Malacha. Meaning, Shinpei Tess is about wearing, not about laundering. The reason you're not allowed to launder during Shiva is because it's Malacha. Avim Haisak, excuse me, we can both be out of here. Machabas look at Darker. And it was a couple of us. We already learned these halachas. And the other guy can do Kedarka. Kol Sharmachas, but Tolos should be out of here. We can go less. Said, hey, Kol Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom. Anyone know in the Gemara's phrase, Shloshim Yom, Lewach? What are the two words that are us for Shloshim Yom? It's more than two things. What are the two words they always say? Giyutz ben tisporas. Exactly. Here's the giyutz. Next is tisporas. Kol shol you also lil bosh begin meguhatz. Oh, let's see. Atachta begin meguhatz. Right? Meguhatz, again, we said the main shot is ironed. Ironed clothing, you're not allowed to latzia tachto, means even a bed sheet, or wear iron clothing all 30 days. That's an ikar din. That's not chomer vashkenaz. Iron clothing is giyutz. Giyutz is the more classic first word of shloshim is giyutz. Just like no one would dream of getting a haircut during shloshim, so the chomer, no one should dream of doing giyutz, of wearing, they can do giyutz all day, they can iron all day long, with osur lacha, but of wearing iron clothing, so you shouldn't iron, even Sfaradim, who can do laundry, they shouldn't iron. However, it only applies in certain limited circumstances. What are the limited circumstances? Bushi lavan v'chadash, only if it's new and white. The answer of iron clothing is only new. Colored clothing is no problem. You have colored pants, khakis that are ironed, no problem. Suit goes to the laundry, assuming not a white suit. You're not a, you know, drug dealer in Miami, or Neil Chassid, you know, getting married, or Sephardi Kabbalist, then that's no problem. Only if it's a white shirt or pants. Only if it's white. Only if it's new. It's not so clear what the getter of new is. How long is your shirt new? Doesn't mean the first time you wore it in your entire life. You know, let's see if he says a getter of new. It doesn't say what counts. Some people say for a whole year it counts as new since you bought it. But here he doesn't put it. Okay, so if you have a new white shirt that's ironed, the ikaratin, that's also the word during shloshim. Vafilu hu shall pishtan, even if it's pishtan. Val of the emo also she yeah regular shloshim we go to cover for of the emo gives it first are the same for of the emo it's usher even after shloshim until there's a regal and yigor bachaver your friends yell at you and say wear an iron shirt. The sounds like you need three conditions, right? Shloshim, regal. And Yigur Bukhavira. But if you look in the Gra here, or we can go to the Piskei Tshuva, Sven Dalid, says, Mashvat Plosabina, after Shlosvi Yerevot, or Umshut Shub Me'ava, Kosav Lavdavkin, after Shubhan, or Lolomir, and Plosabina, so regularly in Vatel. He just meant the regal is not good enough. You need Shloshim plus Ga'ara. The only thing in the regal say, don't think regal is good enough, you need Shloshim plus Ga'ara. Okay, so we all also say that usually people are only Gorer in the regal. That's what he says at the end. He says that because it's only the derech to be goer in the regel. That's what the girl also says. That's the derech to be goer in the regel. So basically, shloshim plus goer in the regel is the amount of long fruit. Okay, so for other krovim, it is how long does the iser? Does the iser gihot, not kibbutz? Gihutz vitis poris last. We'll see they're prevalent. Ifshar provim until shloshim or the regal. Why? Because the regal is the batal shloshim. And aviv v'imo until you have shloshim plus ge'ara. And the regal is lomal of lomor. And that's why I said three things just to teach you the regal doesn't substitute. Now, okay, let's come back to that in a minute. Let's read Vav. Giyotz yish omer tzakav loshon arv yish omer and keep it my way from Nes and Boris again. The,
can I define what one of the art would be like in the comments that people make?
You should really iron your shirt, it's wrinkled. What? I remember once I was in Motor, I think, for this game where Willard was in Avalis and just passed the 30 days, and Danny Rapp got up very early in the morning and made sure he was the first one to find Rabbi, maybe it was before Chakras, and he didn't say Topper, so later. But he says, very Willard, boy, you look awful. You see that works. Anyway, What does it mean? It means that, what does Gora mean? That's, look, there's some people who can go 2 months and no one be Gora in them. You know, someone has one beard, so whatever. And some people, they don't grow their hair. Some people have long hair. You never met men with long hair? I'm not saying I think it's lachachila. Or some people, their hair just doesn't grow so long. So, yeah, I know someone who has a long beard and long hair. I think he can go the whole year and no one ever be Gora in him because he looks perfectly normal. See, but
you shouldn't just say if you think he looks good with long hair.
No, you can't lie. You're not allowed to lie. Not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to lie. However, you don't have to be polite. Meaning, normally, you know, you don't know how many times I've seen gross guys and I want them to tell them to dye in their shirts, but I haven't just because, you know, I'm not the kind of guy. So in Avilas, you could be that kind of guy. Sometimes a guy needs a haircut or, okay, I'll tell someone they need a haircut. But in Avilas, you can be that kind of guy. That's common sense. No one, someone needs a haircut, no? Bite. Zion, ach, what? A father. She could do something even if he's not in the Avilas. She has the right to say it even if he's not in the Avilas. Acher, Shiva, she's like the Bible. Acher, Shiva, the wife has 100% bias over how her husband looks. Acher, Shiva, Motor, the guy's name, Acher, Ben Acher, Bo Omer, Shloshim Yom, the Giyat, El Lobosh. Okay, after Shiva, again, there's no Mr. Malacha, so you can iron all day long, just not wearing. What? Oh, no, I just read about it. I read about it twice. Yes. Yej Misha Omer, the Ha'idna Leke Yisr Giyot, Shari Amu Giyot, Shalom Kiyot, Shalom. Some of you say there is no Yisr Giyot nowadays, but flop, right? It's coming in the Tisha B'Av also. Because the Gemara says our gihuts, the equivalent of their kibbutz, because our rivers are not as clean. So our gihuts is really only on the level of kibbutz. It's not so good. Okay, it's a big discussion. Maybe that is different in Europe, etc. Lemaisa, I hate to be reform, but it's hard to imagine our gihuts like kibbutz shall have in the 21st century. You know, if someone were to say our kibbutz like gihuts shall have, they might be right, but we don't have to invent Congress. But Lemaisa, it's hard to be Mako on this and say in the 21st century that our gihut's not really so clean like it was 2,000 years ago. Our ancestors tried to be clean 2,000 years ago. We were barbarians, but still, it's hard to imagine that we're less clean than 2,000 years ago, so it's hard to be Mako on this. Not to mention the fact that for Ashkenazim, yet we're longer clothing. Anyway. Okay. Shin. Sadi. What did I want to? I want to mention something, but okay. Shin Sadi. Bin Giluach Shrika Be'Avel. Haircutting. Avel 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 Le'at Sara. Not let it cut his hair. Again, Giluach. Nowadays we use Giluach for shaving and Tisporet for cutting. Right? Giluach means like I shave my face and there's nothing left, and Tisporet means I cut my hair and there's still something left. In the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, they are not medayik in these words. So, like giluach doesn't mean shaving as opposed to trimming; it just means cutting hair. So, you're not allowed to cut echad sar rosh and sar zakon. The same for your head, the same for your beard, any hair in your body. This iser is so common, applies to afilu beis hastar, even pubic hair. Kol shloshim yom, for shloshim yom, the iser is porous across the board, any part of the body. Beser shel asafa, but what about the safa, the top lip, meaning safa, mustache, muetzdotim, meaning on top of your mouth and on the side, it doesn't interfere with eating, meaning, you know, chazal don't want us to be disgusting, right? If you, no matter how big of a makubal you are, right, you always trim your mustache, right, because it just gets very gross, because then all your food gets there, and you, I don't even want to think of what happens, you know, as it starts to smell bad. So Lemaisa, what about the safa? What about the mustache? If it interferes with eating, kol shema akivas achila, not just stama, looks nice, you know, a sculpted mustache. But I'm saying it gets into your mouth, then it starts to get disgusting. You get hair on your food. So that's a three-way machlokas rishonim. The Ravid said, what's a three-way machlokas rishonim? We'll use safam, right? Not the word safam. Where's the word safam found?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says the Ravid. Usher all souls in no cool at all. Okay, you better hope it doesn't get too disgusting. Says the Behag. As the Ritzkias. Usher Toch Shiva. Ah, 7 days.
The Torah.
Yes. The Al Zam Tarasha Bar Negative Gadav Yufumim Roshe Yafarua, the Al Safam Yateh. Al Safam Yateh is that he was Ishmaelim, right? He covers his mustache, his upper lip, with his palace, with his kerchief, head kerchief. And the Ramban, there are other sheets also. Mutter Legamre. Okay, three sheets. Which sheet do we paskin like? Says the Mechaber. Tokshiva Asar Achashiva Motor, even though the Rambam was like the Rapid. Nonetheless, he passes like the middle Shita, you know, centrist orthodoxy. And we paskin, that's how we paskin. Not stam to look nice, but if it's interference, Shiva, we're still not. The Shiva's so hover, but after Shiva, it is no problem, even though the Shach, or sorry, that's the Machaber. I take one step at a time. That's the Machaber. However, says the Shach, Tema! What do you mean? Beis Yosef said like the Raman and the Rambam said the Shach, which is the Ramacher. Why should we be so makel? And says the Grots of cutting bays, etc., etc., etc. I will dim Ramban Iker, etc. Okay, we don't know the possible the Chavers in the middle. The Grots makel and the Shach is Machmir. How do we know how to Paskin? How do we know how to paskin? And hang on, was that different terms say different things? Ooh, should we, you want to know what Jews in America do? Let's see if you can look up mustache, right? What? Here, I don't know. Maybe he never heard of a mustache. That would be strange. Or everyone has a mustache. I don't know. I'm sure it's got to be in here someplace. No? Including the prohibition. A mustache. After Shiva, he takes the middle Shita. Okay. He takes the middle Shita. The old art school book also takes the middle Shita. Rabbi Yehuda also passed like the middle sheet. So there are many different opinions, but Lechora, it's going to be centrist Orthodox, and we can pass like the middle sheet of the Mechaber. The Gesher Chaim for Machmir, like the Shach, on the Mainz, I think the majority of modern Sforum say like the Mechaber. Okay, Vaitre. Beis, Yashav Legalech, Armelo Meis, Amri, Zamashtam Rosh, someone started a haircut, and then found that his father died. Now half his hair is cut. That's the Gemara's, the Rishon, so that's Kavod Avrius. Have half a haircut and stop is covered is against covered brios. For perm, sometimes kids do it, but adults don't even do it for perm. You know, it's covered brios. It's the same if the Ovel is the customer, then you can finish the haircut because it's covered brios, not covered brios to walk around with a half haircut. Obviously, I don't mean he took off half the hair all around. The current way is he shaved one side and not the other side, so you're going to look like a freak. So therefore, covered brios is goka, and even if the barber is not beatless, why not just find another barber? Masha Safar, go right. Like us, I'm a massive. When could the barber finish the barber? There's no other. There's another barber. He's not covered Brios. Just get his friend to substitute. But if he's the only barber, then covered have Brios, even if he hears in the middle that his relative died. The Taz, the one here, says covered Brios. Okay, there's a stranger, Ricky Vega, which I don't understand, who says maybe if he just put the apron on already, that counts as starting. That's very hard to understand. That's true for Davi Mincha. That's different, but over here it's not covered brios, or it's only covered a brios if you look like a freak.
The Chaim Glick is not brother, not just for gold permutations.
No, okay. If the Abel is, if the customer finds out his father died, then he just finished. If the barber finds out his father died, then if there's another substitute barber, get a substitute barber. Only if there's another substitute barber, then you have no choice. Just common sense. Gimel, call also Moed. This Gimel is just a repeat of Aleph from the last one, right? Meaning Shin Pei Tes and Shin Tzadi are parallel. So Kol Olshin Ar Mortal Galech Kol Moed. If Iru Echem Eilu Kodem Avelos and Nechem Viat Tocha Tocha Avel Asul Galech, right? That's what we said. Onus plus Shin plus one Avelos, no Heter. If he had an ones plus two aveluses in a row, he can get a normal haircut with a razor or with scissors. Even within the shiva of the second relative, if it's after shlosh of the first relative. But Adam after four aveluses after that, what if he had no ones, just two aveluses in a row? Make osar v'tar v'lo misvarayim. He can take take off some of his hair with a razor, but not with scissors, meaning he can get a shinoi haircut. Let's say it's a bitsina and bitsina. Okay, it's a big deal on exactly what that means. You know, does that mean cut off half the hairs of their roots or just cut it all off halfway, but not an exact halfway? Basically means he can get a haircut with a shinoi. Now, I'll call him Mason, Megalech Lacher Shoshimel, of the Imach Yigur Bochaveirov. Okay, hold on. Here it says Yigur Bochaveirov. In Shin Bei Tess, it said three things. Shloshim, regal, yigur, bochaveiro. So I got the anal regal, mahani, and pug, kodam, shi, a regal not good enough. You need ga'ara. Right? The ayin, barachayim, shim, kub, tokub, memches. Okay, now here, before we finish the Ramah, and we'll just take 2 more minutes, I want to mention the discussion of, well, okay, it's a lot of stuff. Some more discussions here.
We will. Is this sequential, or is it, or you have a
it's not, lachor, it's not sequential. Lachor, it's not sequential, but we want to look here for a second at the Pesach Chibus of Gotten Gimel, the famous Kula of the Noda Behuda. Says the Noda Behuda in Pesach Chibus Gimel, etc. The Nira the Huddin, the Ain, Haregulum, Gaur, Mahani, and Pugger Kodam Shulchan. Let's just look for a second, right? Let's go to Avimo. What are the possible combinations? Shloshim plus Ga'ara, that's the normal case. That's Mutter. Right? That's Mutter. Shloshim plus Regel, that's for sure Usher. How do I know? Because it's the same as Shin Pei Tess, and there it says, Yagi Regel after Shloshim, and still Usher until Ga'ara. What's controversial? What about Regel plus Ga'ara without Shloshim? After all, regal batal shloshim. So maybe regal plus ga'ara counts as shloshim plus ga'ara as a heter. Or maybe no, regal batal shloshim, linian things that only last 30 days, linian things that last more than 30 days, and ga'ara, maybe regal not batal shloshim, maybe in an actual 30 days. This machloshim in the Nebihuda and the rest of the world says in the Nebihuda, ain a regal ga'ara mahanim paga kodam shloshim. Regal and regal ga'ara don't have without shloshim. On the Shut No to Behuda, et cetera, and says that Roy Lahatar Afto Flamid. And then he adds, well, look, well, my son, she's Yashim, I'm not sure. He gets to the Behuda, nonetheless, at least theoretically said. And he says, Kema, and Shin Pei Tess doesn't sound that way. Then he found the Chuba Abba, who was Tama on him and disagreed with him. And then he says, whoever. Once we saw him on the Nebihuda, Yehili Yelahem Shelahem, I don't want to have anything to do with that. The Maisa, all the Achronim disagreed with the Noda Behuda. Here, the Noda Behuda said Mutter, and all the other Achronim said Aser. Again, this Vain Tisporus Gain Ki with Vivas. Tisporus just comes out for it, right? If, you know, this can happen within 30 days, a regal king, and people yelled at him. Right, it's almost Yom-tum. They said, you need a haircut for Yom-tum. You look terrible. Right? And it's only 28 days. So, the Nehuda says Mutter, and all the other Achronim say Usser, and here, basically, all the Achronim say Usser. What's confusing is the Mishnah Berurah. I should have told someone else to bring the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Tavkuf Memches. Right? Didn't someone say, I am Tavkuf Memches? Tavkuf Memches. Mishnah Berurah, Sipkatan, Lamed Gimel, no Lamed Aleph. Ad Shiyigur Rebo Chaveirav. Right? Vim Gar Rebo. Obviously, from Ed Yontif. Ah Besoch Shloshim Mutter Elio Rava. Shiyur's Meiko. Kofiel and Rava. Gara and Yontif. We know it's Yontif. That's the context. Even Besoch Shloshim is Mutter. The problem is it's Tos Sofer in the Mishnah Berurah. How do I know it's Tos Sofer in the Mishnah Berurah? Because I wrote parentheses in the side of the brackets and I fixed it. Now, how do I get this open to Mishnah Berurah? By the way, if you have a Mishnah Berurah, it's not going to say what it says my Mishnah Berurah. in the new printing of Shabur, they fix the Tel Sofer. How do they know it's a Tel Sofer? So he says he's quoting the Elia Rabbah. If you look in the Elia Rabbah, it's word for word what he quotes, except it doesn't say Ap Betov Shloshim Mutter. It says Ap Yom Shloshim Mutter. Why is Yom Shloshim Mutter mixed with Yom Kikula? Once we pass the Hanetzah Chala, then it's Mutter. So it has to be a Tel Sofer. He says Elia Rabbah. And it's the same except for one word. So obviously it's Tel Sofer on that word. It's not a new sheet. It's a new sheet. He would say Elia Rabbah. So therefore, even though the Mishnah Brura, that this is the original print, not the original print, it's not a collector's item, photo offset, a copy of the original printing of Mishnah Brura, this is like my bar mitzvah Mishnah Brura, before they made new printings of anything. Even though the original Mishnah Brura says like a note of Yehuda, but it can't be, because it says only a Rabban, word for word, it's just one word off, right? So Lemaisa, that's in Tosafot of the Mishnah Brura, we really don't pass like a note of Yehuda. I'm not saying that one can never, ever find a drastic circumstance relying on the Yehuda, but normally we don't pass like the Yehuda. Even if a regal comes and there's Gaara, it tells to wait for 30 days. And don't believe what you see in Mishnah Brurahs that are owned by old people.
One finally gets all the criteria required for Mishnah.
Ah. If one gets the criteria required, let's say they're not goer till, or the shloshim doesn't come till chol moed, then I think they discuss this and say that is not a heter, if I recall correctly. I thought it said here. One second. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see. The Nodi Huda discusses it, but that was maybe a slightly different case. I seem to recall that someone said it was Osir, and then Nodi Huda said it was Osir, but he's talking about within Shloshim. I seem to call the song said it was Osir, even though I can't find it now. It's an interesting question. That's what I seem to recall. Let's say the 30th day came, or you didn't get the Ara till Chol Moed. I seem to recall someone said it was Osir, even though I can't remember who. Okay, let's just quickly discuss. When is Gara? Shir Gara back to Ramah, Yeshbo Plugta. The Machlokas, he quotes, there were no Adin Vesholosh Chadashim. The minute is 3 months is Gara. In our countries, you go a full 12 months. And will the unless necessary, unless necessary, like there's too much hair, or it's the you look bad in front of the goyim. Lamaisa, we don't have the minigal days to wait 12 months. And Gesher Chaim explains, he says, you don't need to wait 3 months. Minastam Gara is Shloshim Yom. Minastam Gara is Shloshim Yom. Even then, he says, not 30 days from the Bailus, 30 days from the last, 3 months from the last haircut. Right? Not 3 months from the Bailus, 3 months from the last haircut. That's Minastam. But the mic, so whenever someone looks bad, that's a Shir Gara. And as the Pisley Chuber brings from the Sam Sofer here, the it's a Pandalid, if someone doesn't have a beard, then the Shir Gara is very short because they look bad. Right away if they don't have a beard. If someone has a beard and has a lot of hair, then the stam shiras stam is 3 months, unless someone says you look bad. But if someone's clean shaven, then they look bad right away. That's what the Sam Sofer points out in the fourth Pesach Tshuva. What about if shir gara happens once? They have to wait a new shir gara for each haircut, or once it's mutter, it's mutter. 30 days passes, they look bad, they shave, or they get a haircut, they have to wait till they look bad again, or is it heter from now on? Says the Adnei Paz, in the end of the Svichu Adala, I'm Chus Adnei Paz, La'achar, etc., Shir Ga'ara Motor, Kolz Man Shiyurtze. And Rabbi Kiva Eger also makes that deal care. He has a whole deal, but he comes out with this result, that's what we paskin. After Shir Ga'ara, you don't have to wait 3 months. That's just been a stop if you don't know. But you can use it. What if just everyone's very polite? What if you live in Canada? And no one would ever like say anyone looks bad or anything not nice.
Rosen if he says the shear each time from now on that day, or just you could shave but then for 2
No. It's shave every day from now on. You get a haircut every hour from now on. The Birka Yosef on the side in the small print says that that even if no one yells at you, if they should yell at you, Shira Roy Ligor, that's good enough. Well, that's hard to know. He says, even if no one yells at you, let's say he's, no one yells at you, if someone should yell at you, that's good enough. Okay, so Lameisa, 3 months is like a rule of thumb, but for most people, shorter than that, it's when someone yells at you or someone should yell at you. Okay, let's just try to speed a little more, even though it's very late, because we need to cover ground. Just finish up the simon. Hey, Isha Muteret Mil Seir after Shiva, a woman. So it says, a woman after Shiva, no problem. A woman has a heter after Shiva. Hagav Yesh Osir for Isha Mechein Iker. Nope, we say even a woman is Osir Mechein Iker. Why do you say a woman is Osir? If it's a Mefurish Besekas Smachos, that a woman is Motor. By the way, the Shachar Tazir go crazy because they had a Tosuf in their printing of the Shulchan Aruch, but it didn't say hey and just said Isha Vav. Okay, Lamaisa, what's our svara? Everyone agrees the heter for a woman. The question is, what's the heter for a woman? The Mechaber says the heter for a woman is stam, because women have to look nice. And Ramah says, as the Shach quotes from the Bach, no, the heter for a woman, there's the heter for a woman, but that's for shaving hair that's unsightly for women, not for stam a haircut. Meaning if a woman has hair that she needs to shave, she doesn't look nice, now they're going to shave their legs or whatever. That's the heter for women. For hair that's not womanly that she needs to shave. However, for stama haircut, why does a woman need a woman go look for that haircut? Nothing terrible is going to happen. So where Ashkenazim, we follow Ramah. What we mean is there is a heter for women. But the heter for women is shaving hair that doesn't look nice to have that hair for a woman. However, taking off unsightly hair, but getting a haircut, no, so she cannot get a haircut. Her hair won't look 100%. Vav Lisra Grosh of Masrik Motor Pil Tok Shiva. Okay, the big machlok is Rishonim. We're not going to go over the Shita's combing. After all, on Shabbos, why can't you comb? Why can't you comb on Shabbos? What? Because you're pulling out here, and that's malacha. So maybe the same for an Avel, but no, we say, no, that's on Shabbos, the malacha of pulling out here. By Avel, it's not the malacha of pulling out here. It's trying to make yourself look nice. And it doesn't look nice if hairs come out when you comb. And therefore, we paskin combing is mutter. There's a big machlok in the Girsa. Some people have the Girsa that. Some people have the Girsa that of Isha and Sifat say it's only a heter for a woman. The Maisav is very, very controversial. Is this heter only for a woman or even for a man? The Shach and the Kudutza Kesef, same person, says even though the right Girsa and the Mechaber is mutter for everyone, it's only mutter like for a woman or Zeruah. The Taz says mutter even for a man. The Mishavura and Tavkuf Man Aleph sounds like in the Bavli Shulchan, like we're matter for women and men. We're matter combing for women and men. I guess your friend's a little nervous. Lysa, we pass like this. Pause against the Shach. It's matter for everyone, all genders. Zion, Kishem Shah, also Galeakos Shulchan Yom, also Lito Tzipar Naivikli. We're not going to go over the Gemara. How about cutting fingernails? Just like it's usher to shave the nails, usher to cut your fingernails with a kli. Well, the yod of Shino, the Shino, like picking with your hands or biting, is mutter. Afilu tok shiva. The Shino is mutter even tok shiva. With a kli is asur the whole 30 days. Of the Isha Shira Tfilasa Acher Shiva tok shloshim. What about a woman who needs to cut her fingernails, right? We discussed that a lot. A woman needs to cut her fingernails too to go to Mitzvah. In Tito Shiva, every Yadav Shina, you know, tells Yapa. No, she needs to do a good job for going to Mitzvah. It's not, it won't help if she does the Shino with her hands or with her teeth. Ella, Tomer Lovatus Kochavim, like the Lovatar's right, she should have a gun. A Danish woman do it with a kli. And the Mechaber says, for mikvah get a guy at the Ramah, and Lavdav good is chobah, who had the Yisraelis. He had Jew also. It's just like on Cholamoy, you used to say tell a guy, so the Mechaber said tell a guy, but it really means tell even a Jew. This is a big machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The Taz agrees with Ramah. Here we have Ramah and the Taz. Say afilu Yisraelis. Why does it help to have a Yisraelis do it? Said the Taz, that's a shinoi. Okay, nowadays we have nail salons, no? He says usually people cut their own. If someone else cuts their nails, that is a shinoi. Okay, again, I don't know. I don't know why the shinoi. Okay, because the star is shinoi. However, the shot, I know the Mechaber's, the Ramah says, hey, you should be used to it from Cholamoy. The shot of the Mechaber And the Shach says davka on the Akum. Why? Because it's less chomer if you do a mirla Akum instead of doing it yourself, and says the Shach, who's guess it. It's not a shino you have someone else cut your nails. That's what nail salons are for. He knew, he had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew there would be nail salons. Okay, there's a lot of rayos back and forth, which we won't go into. Everyone is Akasha. If the Machaber thinks we won't get a haircut, why can't she cut her nails? And we won't go into it. Now, Lemaisa says the Gesher Chaim. And that will end, says the Gesher Chaim. He says he's Mekel. She could even get a Jewish woman to cut her fingernails. And Lemaisa, if she can't find anyone else to cut her fingernails, she can cut them herself because Mekel is Doche. And not only that, he says you can even cut your fingernails for a Kohen Yontif, which is not such a big finish because you have to break Shloshim. And he said, you know what, even for Kavod Shabbos, if they're really bad. Basically, he thinks it's just a chumrah to not cut fingernails during shloshim. So therefore, he's mekel for a mikvah to get someone else to not do it yourself. He's much more mekel. That's the Gesher Chaim, page Reish Lamed Zayin. And okay, it's always good to end with a with a kula. He says in. Okay, and what if she needs to tovel? Then she should get another woman. If not, she could do it herself. Okay, and part of this is that he says, well, it is a good kasha, you know, especially for women. You know, if a woman can get a haircut or a machaber, even though we Ashkenazim don't say that, then why can't she cut her nails? So the mice think Yeshua Chaim is a little more makeable than we think, and we'll pick up Mirza Hashem with on Sunday with Simin Shin Sadi Aleph. Okay, we are getting very close to the end. Next week is the last week, right? So we'll probably stick to three shira next week, let's say. We'll have to stick to an extra shira. Oh my gosh. I.